Well, it's been another successful Christmas.
Woo!
What do we do now, Santa?
Well, I got one more job for you, okay? I need you to watch the door while Santa opens his present, okay?
What are you talking about, Santa?
Well, meet Naughty Claus.
You talking about Krampus?
I'm getting ready to get a cramp in this puss.
Oh, shit. Okay, Santa.
Now, you guys watch the door for Mrs. Claus while I cheat.
Okay. What do you guys think Santa's doing?
I don't know, but I want to take a look.
We can't look. You said to watch the door.
Just one piece. Come on. Oh, shit. He's going crazy.
Go, Santa. Go.
Wait. If we're all watching Santa, who's watching the door?
Whoa.
Santa? Are you still working after Christmas?
Oh, Santa, it's Mrs. Claus!
Hiya!
Oh, shit.
Santa, what are you doing in here?
Well, I'm having the end of the year meeting with the elves, so get out!
Santa, is that a brassiere on your knee?
Yeah, you know I wear a bra.
With little cherries on the nipples.
Well, yeah, that's in case somebody sees. It's real festive.
Isn't that a little small for you, dear?
Well, no, I'm still trying to find my size.
And what is that on your other knee? Is that a thong?
You know Santa can't wear boxers. I gotta wear a thong. It's too hot out there. Tell them, elves.
Oh, yeah, Santa, that's pretty hot.
Yeah,
Santa, is that a kissy mark on your cheek there?
That was Pepper. Tell her, Pepper.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Pepper, you know what happens when you lie.
Spank me, Mommy.
Oh, you're hopeless, Pepper. Santa, you better not be cheating.
Oh, I would never cheat on you.
Then why are there painted toes underneath your bag?
Oh.
How long are you going to be mad for?
Barney, you faked your death to get out of spending time with your family on Christmas.
Well, it wasn't to get away from you. It was to get away from everybody.
You didn't want to eat my peppermint lasagna.
Yeah, that too. But look, Christmas is over, okay? Can't we just move past it?
Boyne, your daughter is going to need therapy.
Oh, why? Because she didn't get a car for Christmas? How ungrateful.
No, Boyne, because her father faked his death.
Oh, yeah, that part.
And you're going to pay for couples counseling while you're at it, Boyne, because you're going to need it.
Who's at the door? I hope it's a pizza. Karen, did you order pizza?
No, Boyne. We have leftover peppermint lasagna.
Okay, well, I'm not eating that. But is there any world in which you ordered a pizza to surprise me because you're so happy I'm alive?
No!
Fine, I'll answer it anyway. Hello? What, Santa?
Yeah.
Who's this guy, Santa?
Yeah, Santa, who is he?
He's an old friend.
But Santa, what are you doing here?
Well, Mrs. Claus caught me cheating with her.
He was going crazy in it.
Yeah, I was. And they covered for me, so she kicked us all out of the North Pole.
Oh, that really sucks, Santa. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, we don't have any place to stay.
Oh, well, there's a hotel a few miles that way. I'll call you an Uber if you want.
Well, I figured we could just hang out here since we're best buds.
Oh, no, I don't have room for all you guys.
Well, you remember I did that drive-by with you and I did take the fall.
Okay, yeah, I thought we weren't going to mention that ever again. I don't think I can help you out, Santa. I think my wife's not going to be too happy. Santa?
Come on the naughty list.
Yeah.
His daughter.
Your daughter. She's going to be on the naughty list, okay? And if she has kids, she's going to be on the naughty list. And if she has kids, they're going to be on the naughty list.
I don't want you to drag my daughter into this. Fuck it. Fine, okay. But you can only spend the night one night on the couch.
All right, guys, he said yes!
Yeah!
Who was at the door, Boyne?
Karen, you're not going to be happy.
I'm already not happy, Boyne.
Well, Santa and his elves and his side piece need to spend the night.
Boyne, I thought you were never going to let Santa stay here again.
Well, normally I wouldn't, but he's blackmailing us. He says he's going to put Penelope on the naughty list forever if we don't let him.
That's a naughty Santa.
Yeah, well, we did do a murder together.
What the fuck? Hulu with ads? You broke fucks!
What a nice house guest.
Well, actually, I like the commercials because it gives me time to take a potty break or get a little snack.
You can always pause it. Okay.
Santa, we should watch Skinamax.
Yeah.
Well, that's pay-per-view. You're charging my card. Whatever. Okay, you guys can sleep on the couch. Me and Karen are going to bed.
Ooh, can I watch?
No. Santa, keep him the fuck away from us.
Good night.
Okay, Karen, it's just one night.
You promise, Boynie?
Yeah, I just need to take a quick shower before bed.
Hurry up, Boynie. Mama needs some loving.
I'm gonna take a really long shower, so hopefully Karen falls asleep. What is that? Why is the shower making that noise? What the fuck?
Oh, my God, it's so hot.
Get the fuck out of here! Don't make pictures! Go! Get the fuck out of here! What's wrong with you? Karen!
What, Boynie?
Why did you let an elf in the bathroom when I was trying to take a shower?
I didn't!
Then how did he get in there?
I don't know.
What is that noise? What? Karen, they're in the air vents. They're like rats! Okay, that's it. I gotta talk to Santa.
No, Boynie. Calm down. It's just for one night. And look, you're already naked. Let's get it on.
Yeah, let's get it on.
No, you get the fuck out of my bed.
I thought I could sleep here.
I said the couch.
But I always sleep in the bed with Santa.
Well, I'm not Santa.
Well, there's enough room for me and Pepper.
Who is Pepper?
Who are you?
No, I don't like you. You took pictures of me naked. No, get the fuck out of here. Everybody get out of here. Not you, Karen.
Can I have a kiss before I go?
No, stay away from me. That's it. I am talking to Santa.
Well, it could just be me and you, sweetheart.
Santa, I need to have a word with you.
Oh,
God. No, Santa, not on my couch. Oh, Jesus, now I'm going to have to sell that or burn it. Santa, when you're done, just come talk to me in the kitchen.
Okay. What's up, Brooklyn?
Well, listen, Santa, I know you're in a tight spot, but I really...
I was in a tight spot till you interrupted me.
Sorry, I need you to get the fuck out of my house.
Why?
Well, things aren't really working out like I was hoping. Okay. No, that's fine. Just help yourself. That's cool. That was my last fucking beer.
Okay.
Well, listen, Santa, I think I really need you to go. Your elves have been harassing me and my wife.
But they like it here.
No, I can tell they like it. They've been crawling through my air vents.
Yeah, they think it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay, well, it's not Chuck E. Cheese. It's my house, okay? And they've been here 5 minutes, and they've already infested the place. I think I might have to fumigate after this.
Do you have any stain remover?
Oh, don't even worry about it. I'm throwing the whole couch away.
Think like yogurt.
No, it doesn't matter. It's all going in the trash.
Well, we're sleeping there tonight.
Well, maybe you should have thought about that before you made your mess.
But that's disgusting.
That's you. You did that. That's you on the couch.
Santa, yeah, she is a little messy.
Yeah, thank you for doing that on my couch. Santa, I just really need you to go.
But we'll be out by the end of January.
The end of January? No, Santa, you said this was a one-night deal.
Okay.
Okay, listen, my point, Santa, is that I need you to leave.
That's not going to happen.
What the fuck? Okay. If Santa gets arrested, he could spend the night in jail and not at my house. Hey, Santa, I ever tell you about this guy I hate, Christmas Lights Larry?
Who's that?
Oh, let me tell you about him. So back in high school, there was this kid named Christmas Lights Larry, and he was obsessed with Christmas lights. He had Christmas lights wrapped all around his body, his shoes, even his hat and his backpack had Christmas lights on them. His locker at school was covered in Christmas lights. His car that he drove to school was covered in Christmas lights. His parents' house would win best Christmas lights every single year. And it wasn't just during Christmas time either. All year long, he was covered in Christmas lights. He would always lose at hide and seek. He would piss people off at the movie theaters because he was so bright. And this one time, I had front row tickets to a Michael Jackson concert, and I had the whole outfit on. The hat, the shiny glove. I made the super cool poster that I wanted Michael Jackson to sign, and I just knew he was going to notice me and take me to his Neverland Ranch. But it turns out, Christmas Lights Larry also had front row seats, and Michael Jackson immediately saw him because of all the Christmas lights and chose him instead. I was devastated. Christmas Lights Larry got to go to the Neverland Ranch with Michael Jackson, and he took so many cool pictures and bragged about it at school. I was so fucking mad, and I've been plotting my revenge ever since. Santa? Santa? Hey, buddy. Hey.
Huh?
Did you hear my story at all?
No.
Okay, well, there's this guy I hate. He's covered in Christmas lights. Let's go cut his Christmas lights.
Fuck him.
Yes, my thoughts exactly. Come on. Well, this is Christmas Light Larry's house.
Well, what gave that away?
Yeah, he's a fucking dickhead. Look at all his lights. Thinks he's better than everybody else. I bet his neighbors can't even sleep because of how bright his house is. All right, so just, I need you to go up there and just cut the power to all his lights.
I think I can do that.
Yeah, go quick before somebody sees us.
Fuck you, Candy Cane.
You got half of them.
I did it!
Well, those are still on, but fuck it. We got them. Let's go.
Hey! Who cut my Christmas lights? I know they're off. Fuck you!
Oh, he's mad. Fuck you, Larry.
I'm gonna get you guys.
We fucked them Christmas lights up!
Yeah, you sure did, Santa.
All right, Santa Freeze, you're under arrest.
What am I being arrested for?
For cutting Christmas light Larry's Christmas lights. You know the children's hospital likes to look at those lights. It gives them hope.
Fuck them.
All right, put your hands behind your back. You're under arrest.
Brookie, help me out, man.
Oh, sorry, Santa. I'm off duty right now, and that's the police chief. I probably shouldn't talk back to him. Hey, Chief, I think some of his elves are in my air vents.
Well, did they help cut the Christmas lights?
Well, Santa, they do whatever you tell them to, right?
Yeah, they do.
You heard that, right, Chief?
All right, elves, you're under arrest, too. Come on.
We got your back, Santa.
Yeah, we won't let anyone mess with you in prison.
Yeah.
Okay, have fun in jail, Santa.
Fuck 12.
Oh, thank God they're fucking... Karen, I got him out.
No, you didn't, Boyne. She's still here.
Oh, well, can't you stay till the end of January? She has nowhere else to go.
Boyne, get her out of my house.
Fine. Go.
Marvin, I haven't heard or seen Jeffy all day.
I know, isn't it great?
Marvin, we should go check on him.
Look, the cops wouldn't care that he's missing until 72 hours have passed.
Marvin.
Okay, look, we'll go look for him. Ugh.
Jeffy!
Jeffy, where are you?
Jeffy!
What doing?
Jeffy!
Jeffy, why are you so dirty?
Because I'm digging the china with my spoon.
Jeffy, you cannot dig the china.
Yes, I can. If I dig deep enough, I'll eventually reach the other side of the earth.
No, you'll never reach the other side of the earth.
Are you saying the world is flat, Daddy?
No, I'm not saying it's flat, Jeffy. Jeffy, you need a bath. You're so dirty.
I don't want a bath, Daddy. I need to finish digging the china.
You need a bath because you're a dirty, stinky boy. Because you are a dirty, stinky boy.
I don't want to dig the china no more.
Okay, good, because you get in a bath. You get in a bath right now. Come on.
All right, Jeffy. The bathtub is full, so get in the bathtub.
I don't want to get in the bath, Daddy.
Jeffy, get in the bathtub. You're dirty.
Bathtub.
Yes, you do, Jeffy. You have to get in the bathtub.
Nah.
Jeffy, get in the bathtub right now.
Oh, okay.
Baby, do you have the soap?
Yes, it's right here.
All
right,
Jeffy, you're in the bathtub.
Oh, he's drowning!
Swim! I don't know, he's dirty, I don't
want to
touch him!
Jeffy!
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, our son needs CPR!
Why?
Because he drowned while he was in the bathtub.
He drowned in the bathtub?
Yeah, he doesn't know how to swim.
Well, you don't have to know how to swim to take a bath, you just sit there.
I know, but he did it wrong.
How do you take a bath wrong?
I don't know, look, can you just give him CPR?
Ooh, I really wish you told me that before I came over, because I really took my time getting here. Like, I stopped for coffee and a sandwich, and it was like an onion and mayonnaise sandwich, so my cholesterol is through the roof. So now I got onion mayonnaise coffee breath, and if I give him mouth-to-mouth with that, it's going to be pretty gross.
Look, just give him CPR, I don't care.
Okay, I'll try.
Hey, Daddy!
You saved him?
Yeah, that onion mayonnaise coffee breath will wake anybody
baby,
up.
Baby, can you move? Say it again?
That onion mayonnaise coffee breath will wake anybody up.
Oh, well, hey, well, Jeffy, are you okay?
Yeah, Daddy. But I'm never taking a bath ever again. That mean water almost drowned me.
Well, Jeffy, if you knew how to swim, that wouldn't have happened.
I teach swimming lessons.
What, you teach swimming lessons?
Yeah, I teach.
You're in the
lessons.
Way again.
Where do you want me?
Just right there.
Okay.
You teach swimming lessons?
I teach swimming lessons.
Well, Marvin, we should get Jeffy swimming lessons.
Yeah, Jeffy needs swimming lessons.
Well, good, because I teach swimming lessons.
Well, how much is the swimming lessons?
I charge way too much for swimming lessons.
Well, how much do you charge for swimming lessons?
I charge $100 for swimming lessons.
That's a lot for swimming lessons.
Yeah, some would say too much for swimming lessons.
Well, I think Jeffy really needs swimming lessons, so we should get him swimming lessons.
All right, come on back to my house, and I'll teach you some swimming lessons.
All right, Jeffy, come on. You're going to learn how to swim.
All right.
All right, baby. I'm about to go do swimming lessons with Jeffy.
Okay, Marvin. Have fun. I'm going to work on my tan.
Okay.
All right, boys. Sun's out, guns out, boys. Ooh, check out these guns. You see that? Yeah, I'm ripped. That's a swimmer's body. It's because I'm a lifeguard. All right, Jeffy, we're going to teach you how to swim like a dolphin because you almost drowned in the bathtub, so we're going to teach you how to not do that.
Are there narwhals in this pool?
Narwhals? No, there's no narwhals.
What about octopuses?
No, none of those either. I wish there were 8 of those in there, but no animals in the pool.
Can we just start the lesson?
I'm sorry, are you Jesus? How are you standing on the water? And also, why are you fully clothed in the pool?
I don't know what to wear.
It's a pool. Have you never been to a pool before?
I mean,
what, do you shower in all your clothes, too?
No, can we just start the lesson, please?
All right, Jeffy. The first rule of swimming is that you gotta make sure you eat a full meal before you get in the water.
Well, I thought you're not supposed to eat before you get in the pool because you'll cramp up.
Okay, that's a myth. See, they just don't want you swimming to your full potential. No. You gotta eat a whole bunch of food before you get in the water so that you have a lot of energy to go swimming, okay? So, Jeffy, I want you to woof this down. You get it? Woof? Because they're hot dogs? It's a swimmer's joke. All right, Jeffy, eat all this food.
Okay. I'm done. I'm so full, my stomach hurts.
Good, good. That pain is telling your body that you're ready to swim. We call that swimmer's pain. You know, that's how Michael Phelps won all those Olympic medals. He ate a whole plate of hot dogs before every race.
Is that true?
I don't know. Google it. All right, Jeffy, you ready to swim?
I'm staring at the water. I'm afraid it's going to hurt me.
No, the water's not going to hurt you. Here, check the... Whoa!
That... See? The water bit you!
No. It didn't bite me. It's just really, really cold. You know, I'm already a grower, not a shower. So when I get in there, it's just going to fall off. All right, Jeffy, get in the water.
Oh. How about you get in first, you know, because he's kind of scared.
Okay, yeah. Oh, no.
Can you just hurry up and get in the water?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't just float on top of the water like you, okay? It's cold.
Oh, just hurry up, you're a swimming instructor, you're supposed to be okay with cold water.
Well, it's really cold, okay? Does your son really need to learn how to swim that
just bad? Get in the water.
Okay.
Is it really that cold?
Yeah, it's cold, okay? All right, Jeffy, get in the water.
I'm scared.
No. If I'm in the water, you're going to get your ass in the water, too.
Jeffy, get in the water.
I'm scared.
How about you just encourage him by, like, showing him how to swim?
Okay. Hey, Jeffy, look. I'm going to teach you how to doggy paddle, okay? This is how doggies swim.
No. Doggies can't swim. They're not fishies.
Doggies can swim.
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to prove to you that dogs can swim. All right, Jeffy, I got your dog. I'm going to show you he can swim.
What? No.
There you go. Yeah, doggy paddle. You're doing it wrong.
He's paralyzed from the neck down.
Why didn't you tell me that before I put him in the water?
Well, I thought you said all dogs could swim.
Well, not paralyzed dogs. I'm sorry, Jeffy.
I'm definitely not swimming now that you killed my doggy.
Oh, no. Okay, look, I have a cat. He can probably swim. He's kind of like a dog. Hold on, I'll get him. Ow! Stop scratching me! Come here, you little... Get in the water! Yeah, swim! Swim! Come on, swim! You want to scratch me a little... See? He's swimming!
I'm not getting in the pool now! It keeps hurting animals!
Look what you're doing. You're making us scared of the pool.
No. The pool's not hurting animals. I'm hurting animals. Don't blame the pool.
Well, show him the kid he's all right.
He's okay. He's... See? Meow. Meow. I'm swimming. See? He...
Look. Is there any? I thought you were a professional. You're scared of the pool. How are you?
I'm getting him in the pool. Just wait a minute. I got an idea.
What's so funny? You're killing my kitty cat.
Ahoy, Jeffy. It's me, Captain Crunch. Don't you want to get in my boat?
No, that boat has holes in it.
Oh, no. These holes are for your legs so you can feel the water.
But the water is the scary part.
No, it's not. I'd show you, but I don't have legs. Hey, rich people like boats. Don't you want to be like a rich person?
I guess. Will I get hoes?
Yeah, you'll get a bunch of hoes, but you got to get in the boat first.
Oh, okay.
Whee! Isn't this fun, Jeffy? Whee!
Whee! You should get out of your pool right now!
Oh, but look how much fun we're having!
Look, I paid you to give him swimming lessons, not float around in a floaty. He can't bring that to the bathtub.
Okay, listen, man. My plan is to flip over the boat so he has no choice but to get in the water.
No, he's gonna freak out!
Well, no, sometimes you just gotta rip the band-aid off, you know? He'll be fine.
Well, why can't you just teach him how to swim like a normal person?
I'm sorry, who's the master swimming teacher here? Okay, you see this? That's what SML stands for. Swimming Master Lessons, because that's what I teach. I teach people to become master swimmers, okay? Just trust me.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, you just stay right here. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
I'm not getting in your pool!
No, it's okay, you don't have to. Just stay right here.
What?
I'm gonna go underwater now.
Okay.
Daddy? Where'd the instructor go? That's you guys! That's you guys!
Hey, he's swimming! Look at you, you're doing it!
What the hell? Oh, no! It's back! It's back!
You see that?
It can't get back to life and he tried to drown me.
Well, they do have 9 lives.
I guess that's true.
Dave, I want to go home. Take me home right now.
Uh-oh, but we're just trying to teach you how to swim.
Yeah, you
what
already...
you guys did was effed up.
Well, you already felt the water, so you kind of know what it's like to swim.
What is that?
That's a narwhal.
What? You told me there was no narwhals in the pool.
Well, not supposed to be.
Dave, I want to go home. Take me home right now.
Oh, come on.
Okay, we're going to go home since you suck at being a swimming instructor.
No.
Well, today was a waste of time.
Clearly.
Baby, what happened to you?
Someone replaced my suntan lotion with cooking oil.
You look like an overcooked chicken.
Yep, because Logan's clearly never cooked chicken before. So I think he meant lobster. But we'll go with overcooked chicken.
You look like a lobster.
Thanks. How did Jeffy's swimming lessons go?
Bad. They were bad. They went really bad.
Mommy, let me tell you what this bald guy did. I was sitting there minding my own business on my little inflatable float, and then he got his friend to flip me over in the water and almost make me drown.
Marvin, that's so mean.
Well, look, at least Jeffy got in the water and kind of swam because he swam back to the inflatable thing. So Jeffy knows how to swim a little bit. So I think, Jeffy, you should go try to take a bath right now.
All right, Daddy. That's fine.
All right, we're going to go try to take a bath and see if he improves, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready to take a bath?
Yep.
What, Jeffy? You cannot use this floaty every time you take a bath.
Yes, I can, because it's the only thing that saved me from drowning in that pool.
Jeffy, you can't use this floaty everywhere. I guess you just got to take showers for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Well, Jeffy, look, you have to learn how to swim, because what if one day you fall off a boat or something?
Well, then I'll just take this with me everywhere I go.
You can't do that, Jeffy.
Watch me.
Just get in the shower. Hey, Lavelle, where'd you get that cool SML tank top?
SMLMerch.com.
Hey, Poobie, where'd you get that cool SML t-shirt?
SMLMerch.com.
Hey, Lavelle, where'd you get that cool hat?
Oh, SMLMerch.com, man.
Hey, Poobie, where'd you get that inflatable pencil you're using to look like your dog?
SMLMerch.com.
Oh, my God, and where did Brooklyn Guy get that same exact tank top that you're wearing right now?
SMLMerch.com.
Oh, my God, and you can buy it for the puppets that we sell on...
Is it FMLmerch.com?
FMLmerch.com!
No way!
And every purchase you make from June 2nd to June 12th, you be entered in to win a signed Jeffy puppet!
Really?
Really?
FMLmerch.com!
FMLmerch.com!
Hey, Danny, you want to see me juggle these bowling pins?
No.
I will now juggle.
The bowling pin hit me in the nose, and now my nose is broken!
Your nose is not broken, they're made out of plastic.
Come on, Jeffy, we'll go to the bathroom and look at it.
Who's at the door?
Hello?
Hey, Marvin!
Oh, hey, guys, what are you doing here?
Well, you're the best at-home jewelry repair guy in the country, right? Right?
He says you're the best.
Yes, he is. You're the best, right? You repair jewelry and you're the best, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? He is. He's the best.
All right, because I got something I need you to fix.
Yeah, so let's come inside and show you what it is.
Yeah, come inside. So what's going on?
I broke my diamond crown. See? It's in pieces.
And you can fix it because you're the best, right?
What's going on? I'll explain later. Just keep lying.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely fix that. That's easy.
Great.
But how'd you break your crown?
Well, me and my son named Two were running errands, and there was an accident. And I'll tell you the story. In nursery rhyme form. Chu and Two went up the hill to get a pair of soy sauce. Chu fell down and broke his crown, and Two came tumbling after. So that is what happened.
Okay. Where'd he go?
I don't know.
Hey, sorry about that pee break. I've already heard the story, though. Basically, long story short, he and his son fell down a hill. His son hit his head and got brain damage, and now he's in a coma. But his crown broke his fall, but the crown is broken, and now he wants it fixed.
So can you fix it?
Oh, yeah, I can definitely fix this. What's it made out of?
Pure diamonds, 180 carat.
That's like $1,000,000!
Now I think you're starting to see why I'm here.
Oh, well, I can definitely fix it, but why do you have a crown that's so expensive?
Well, my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather stole it from a Mongolian princess, and it's been passed out from generation to generation to generation to generation to generation to generation, and then my dad gave it to me, and then now I wear it, and every time I wear it, it's like I'm being a fuck of you to the Mongolians. Fuck you, Mongolians!
Oh, okay, well, I will definitely get it fixed for you, but are you sure you don't want to sell it for like $1 million?
No, I want to keep it in my family. I want to have it. So you fix this, and I'm going to go visit my son, too, in a hospital.
Huh? Huh? Marvin? Huh? You think what I'm thinking? We steal the crown, we sell it, huh?
Stop hitting me!
It's a good idea, though, right?
No, it's not a good idea. This crown means a lot to him.
Look, Marvin, I'm a cop and a doctor, but I'm also a thief, and I know a good deal when I see one. We could make $1 million!
Well, I have a hole in your plan. What happens when he comes back here to get his crown and we sold it?
See, that's why I brought him to your house and not mine. He doesn't know where I live. Actually, I didn't even tell him my name, so whenever we steal the crown, I can just run off with my half of the money and it's your problem.
No, we're not gonna do that!
Okay, well, do you know anybody else we can tell him is a master jewelry repair person so we can use their house?
No, I don't know anyone that we can do that to.
Well, help me think of a plan.
Okay, well, why don't we find a cheap crown online, and we give him the cheap one, and then we keep the real one and sell it.
See, I like how you're thinking about stealing it now. You really came around on this whole idea.
No, you told me to help you think of an idea.
Not you want the money. You see, this is how I know you got that dog in you, you dirty bastard. This is why I came to you.
Oh, okay, listen. Okay, do we even have someone we can sell the crown to?
See, I already thought of that. I know a guy. Well, actually, I know a mammal who deals in stolen goods.
A mammal?
Yeah, come on, let's see him. Look, we can just sell the crown, and then we deal with the consequences later.
Okay.
Hey there, welcome to the Black Market Pawn Shop. What do you got for me?
Well, we have this centuries-old 180-carat diamond crown from Mongolia.
Oh, shit, man, that's cool. Yeah, I could definitely give you at least $1 million for that.
Oh, yeah, we'll take it. All in cash and hundreds, please.
Wait, hold on. This is broken.
Oh, yeah, it's a little broken, but I mean, like, it doesn't matter, right? You could just pull off the diamonds and sell those.
Yeah, melt them down.
You don't melt diamonds, Marvin.
No. We don't buy broken stuff. No. I'll tell you what. You get this fixed and come back. I'll give you an easy million.
This is stupid. Marvin, let's go.
Okay.
Sorry, Marvin. I only had one raincoat.
It's fine. I only got a little wet.
Oh, man. So nice and dry. Well, Marvin, you soaked.
Yeah, I'm really cold.
Go change your clothes.
Okay. Okay, I changed my outfit.
You're wearing the same clothes?
Well, I just have multiples of this outfit.
What are you, SpongeBob? Okay, Bob.
Look, we have to try to fix this.
Well, why don't you fix it? Aren't you supposed to be the world's best at-home jewelry repairman?
You made that up!
Oh, yeah, I did. Wow, I lie so much, I'm starting to believe my own lies.
Why can't we just glue the pieces back together?
Oh, Marvin, everybody knows you can't glue diamond.
I didn't know that.
Well, you can't. But look, we have super glue. That could work.
Why can't we just use regular Elmer's glue?
Really, Marvin? Bitch-ass Elmer with his bitch-ass glue?
What's wrong with Elmer's glue?
What's wrong with Elmer? Marvin, his name is Elmer. It's a bitch-ass name. Name me three cool guys named Elmer. You can't. They're all bitches. Elmer Fudd? He's a cuck. I'm hunting rabbits. Shut up, Elmer Fudd, with your bitch-ass speech impediment, bitch.
Okay, we won't use Elmer's glue.
No, we can use your bitch-ass glue. You know how you know this is bitch-ass glue? Because you can eat it without dying. It's non-toxic. You see the super glue? It's toxic as shit. You eat this, you're dead. Right here on the back. It says, if swallowed, contact a poison control center. This is real men's glue, okay? That's not glue. That's like sticky mayonnaise. You could put that between two pieces of bread and eat it. Kids do that. I do that. But this is real glue, okay? It has a gorilla. Who would win in a fight, Marvin? A gorilla or a guy named Elmer?
A gorilla.
Exactly, because gorillas are strong, just like this glue. Can't believe you wanted to use non-toxic edible glue. You ever eat glue, Marvin?
No.
That's such a glue-eater response. Oh, my God. You said that exactly the way a glue-eater would say it. Back in school, we used to call people like you glue-eaters because you eat glue. Okay, fine. I eat glue, okay? Well, I don't anymore. I grew out of it, you know, except for, like, maybe a couple drops every now and then as a treat. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna throw this away for you so you don't eat it. Okay, Marvin, I just got myself some cereal with milk. That's milk. That's what that white stuff is. It's milk.
Okay, what kind of cereal is that?
That's Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the taste you can see.
Oh, that's real good. Well, I open up the super glue.
Oh, good. So use that to fix the crown while I eat my cereal with milk.
Wait, why is the milk doing that? It's all gooey.
It's not glue, if that's what you're asking. It's definitely not glue. This is milk. See, your milk is expired. That's why it's all gooey like that.
Okay, well, I'm gonna just try to fix the crown.
Yeah, and I'm gonna eat what is definitely not glue.
Oh my God! I did it! I fixed it!
I finished my cereal.
But it's all over your face!
I'm a messy boy.
No, it's like all sticky!
Yeah, it wasn't milk, it was glue. It's so fucking delicious. I love Elmer's glue so much. I used to eat a bowl of it every morning before school, but then kids started making fun of me so I stopped doing it and I haven't done it since. But now I just realized how much I love this glue.
Well, don't clean yourself up!
Okay, but let me lick the bowl clean first.
Stop it!
What?
Stop doing that.
Okay.
Go clean yourself up.
Okay.
Kids, do not eat glue. It is very gross.
Okay, I cleaned myself up.
I can't believe you ate glue.
Hey, don't ever show me Elmer's glue ever again, okay? I can't control myself.
Well, look, the super glue worked and I fixed the crown.
Oh, that's perfect. Let's give it to the dolphin and get $1 million.
Okay, let's go. Okay, let's take it to the pawn shop. Hopefully it's not raining.
Oh, you idiot!
Okay, well, look. Only one piece broke off this time. Let's just go super glue it again.
Okay.
Come on, there's gotta be a drop left. We're all out of super glue.
And I ate all the Elmer's glue. Stupid. Why did it have to be so delicious?
Can we just use tape?
No, tape's not gonna work. Marvin, we have to hurry. That guy could be back any minute.
Okay, what is something sticky we can use?
Let me see what I have in my pocket. All I have is this pack of bubble yum.
Bubble gum. Okay, we can chew a piece and then put it right there and put the piece on it and make it stick.
But Marvin, that's gonna look stupid. You're gonna see the gum.
Look, it's all we got.
Okay, well, you want a piece?
Yeah, I'll take some. Okay, look, I put my piece of gum right there, and it's fixed!
Looks like shit.
What, it does?
Yeah, but look, we gotta go, okay? And it's really dark in there, so hopefully he won't even notice.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
Hey, welcome back to the pawn shop. Did you fix it?
Did we fix it? If you look right here, you'll see it's good as new.
Is that gum?
Yeah, but it's ancient Mongolian gum, because we took it to a professional Mongolian fixer person, and he was chewing gum.
All right, look, all I care about is that it's in one piece, so here you go. Yeah, here's your Millie.
Oh my god, look at all that cash!
Paper chasing hoes! Okay, we'll take it!
All right, just get out of my face.
Oh my god, I can't believe I got $1 million!
What are you gonna do with your 500,000?
What, 500,000? No, there's a million here.
Yeah, but we're splitting it, so what are you gonna do with your half?
Splitting it? No, I'm sorry, I think maybe you misunderstood. See, you were just supposed to be the fall guy, I was gonna run off with the million while you got in trouble.
Oh no, we're not doing that, we're splitting this money!
Yeah, see, the problem with that is that I want to be a millionaire, not a 500,000 in an air, because that's not a word, that's not cool.
We're splitting the money because I poured the glue on the crown and fixed it.
Yeah, but then you dropped the crown and broke it.
But then I fixed it with the gum.
But it was my gum.
Yeah, but I had to use my piece because you refused to use your piece.
Well, yeah, obviously, because it's bubble yum, okay? The flavor lasts for centuries. I'm not spitting that out. It's not some hubba bubba bullshit.
Listen, let's just split the money and both be happy.
No, how about this? How about we play rock, paper, scissors for all of it?
What? No, we're not gonna do that. Let's split the money.
No, come on. No best 2 out of 3. Just one game of rock, paper, scissors for all of it. Come on.
Okay, fine.
One, two, three, rock.
Paper. I win.
No,
I get
no,
all the
no,
money.
No. How about the best 2 out of 3?
You just said no best 2 out of 3.
No, best 2 out of 3. Come on, let's do it.
One, two, three, paper.
Rock. Okay, no. How about one more game? One more game, winner takes all.
I just won 2 times in a row.
No, it doesn't matter. One more time, winner takes all, I promise.
One, two, three, paper.
Okay, come on. I get all the money. Paper 3 times.
It's my money.
Well, let's split it. Split it 50-50.
Okay, fine. Let's split it 50-50.
Yeah, we'll split it 50-50.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, no. No.
What?
No.
No, you're not taking it! Let's split it!
Okay, fine, we'll split it. Jeez,
yeah, split it.
Wait, what's that over there?
What?
Nothing. What is that, man?
That's what?
You should keep looking at that.
What?
What?
Where are you going with it?
No, I'm not taking this. No, of course not. It's just every time you look at me, there's like this weird thing behind. Oh, it's back! What? That is crazy.
What? There's a cat behind you.
Huh? Oh, Kiggy! Okay, 50-50.
Okay, yeah, 50-50.
50-50.
Let's start counting it. Okay, we both have 500,000 each. Are you happy?
No, this is so lame. Ugh, lame. Lame.
Listen, stop whining. We both made 500,000 each selling a crown that wasn't ours.
You sold my crown?
No, we didn't sell your crown. He sold your crown for $500,000, so that's all your money. This is my 401k retirement that I took out. I mean, the penalties are gonna be crazy, cause I'm not 59 and a half yet, but I took it out in cash, so I'm actually gonna put this back.
No, we both sold your crown for $1 million, so all this is your money.
You sold Mongolian princess crown for $1 million? You give me that money right the fuck now!
Okay. Take your stupid money. I didn't even like money anyway. It's not like I like to buy things. Money's stupid.
I'm sorry for selling your crown. Are you gonna try to go buy it back?
Hell the fuck no! I got $1 million! I'm gonna be eating Kung Pao chicken tonight! And I'm also gonna pay off 2's medical bills.
Well, at least the money went to something good.
I'm about to tell you is gonna be kinda weird. I'm Papa Elf, and here at the North Pole, us elves make toys for all the children all over the world. Now, us elves, we're little guys, okay? We're tiny. We're like midgets, but smaller. Am I allowed to say midget? I mean, I'm an elf. I basically am one. Yeah, we're like midgets. We're tiny. So, this one time, Santa Claus was delivering presents, and it was the last house of the night. and he put his bag on the ground like an idiot, and some baby crawled into his bag and stowed away. So when Santa Claus got back to the North Pole, he opened up his bag, and there's a baby in there. And then instead of, I don't know, returning him home and calling his parents or calling the police, Santa decided to keep the baby, like some kind of weird Epstein shit. And then he looked at me and said, you're gonna raise this baby like it's an elf. And I said, Santa, he's gonna be fucking huge. He's gonna know he's not an elf. And he was huge. He was gigantic. He doesn't fit on our toilets, not in our chairs, not in our beds, and definitely not in our showers. He was really good on the basketball team, though. We won 6 championships in a row. So anyway, that is where our story starts. So enjoy, as a human tries to be an elf.
Okay, everybody, it's only a few days till Christmas. Sierra, how many zergs did you make today?
3,000.
3,000? You better step it up or you're not going to meet your quota.
Yes, sir.
Okay, man, how many bicycles did you make?
21,000.
Oh, good job. You're right on schedule. Okay, buddy, how many etch-a-sketches did you make?
1,000?
No. 100?
Just one.
Just one etch-a-sketch? How many cat pianos did you make?
Just one.
One cat piano? What about Blumpkin buttons?
Just that one.
What have you been doing all day?
They're really hard to make.
Buddy, just get out of here.
Okay.
Why is he so slow?
Because he's not even a real elf. If he hasn't figured out he's a human by now, he never will. Buddy, are you okay?
I'm okay. I just need some water.
No! Buddy, get your fat ass off me! Help! Somebody help! I can't breathe!
I hate my life! A human! Not an elf! What's wrong, buddy? Not right now, Mr. Narwhal! Papa Elf, am I a human?
Oh yeah, kid, no shit. Look how big you are. Just sit down, I got a story to tell you. And then I went on to tell Buddy that his real father lives in Florida and doesn't pay his house payments. And Buddy wanted to go meet him. But I told him, things are way better here in the North Pole. You got all you can eat cookies and all the elf ass you can tap. I mean, he's pretty hung compared to us. It's bigger than any of ours, as you can imagine. But Buddy, he just wanted to go meet his dad, so he left.
All right, Buddy, before you go to Florida, there's 3 rules you gotta remember, okay? Number 1, Florida's hot as fuck, okay? So this ain't gonna work, all right? Number 2, we got this thing called lot lizards, all right? They hang out in the gas stations and the truck stops. For $25, you can get your candy cane sucked. You can get 2 for 30. And the last thing is, number 3 is, we don't mess with Disney World, okay? It's too expensive. It's $400, and you can wait 3 hours in line for maybe a 2-minute ride, all right? I wonder what I could get a lot lizard to ride me that long for $200.
Thanks, Santa. All right, Papa Elf. I'm going to go find my dad.
Good luck, buddy.
I'm going to miss you, buddy. Our basketball team's going to fucking suck.
Bye, Mr. Narwhal. I'm going to go find my dad.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Hey, Danny, someone's at the door.
Someone's at the door.
I know
there's someone at the door, Jeffy.
Well, then move this!
Yeah, Marvin, usually you said, someone's at the door.
I don't want to answer it because there's no one good comes at this time of night, so I'm just going to sit here. Okay, I'm going to answer it.
Hello?
Dad!
You look like an elf.
I am an elf, and I traveled so far to get here.
You look like you came from the North Pole.
That's exactly where I came from.
Rose, it's like a Christmas gram, like the things that sing to you.
I want to see. Oh, you look like an elf.
I am an elf from the North Pole.
From the North Pole?
Yeah.
Well, hurry up, get it over with, sing and leave.
Oh, you want me to sing?
Yeah, you're supposed to sing, right?
Hi, Daddy, I'm here at your house, and you had unprotected sex with a woman and got her pregnant, and you never knew I was born, so I'm here now, Daddy. I love you, I love you, I love you!
That was weird.
never heard that Christmas carol before.
Well, you have a good day. Bye.
But, Dad, you're not going to let me in?
I'm not your dad. Stop calling me Dad.
No, you are my dad. Christy Boner is my mom.
Marvin, who's Christy Boner?
It's a girl I hooked up with 20 years ago.
Marvin, he could be your son.
There's no way he's my son. And we're not doing this random thing where another person shows up and says, Dad, we already have Jeffy. You know what? I'll call a doctor and he'll do a DNA test. So come in for 5 minutes.
Oh, like you did to my mom?
Get in here. Okay. All right, baby, go distract the elf while I tell Jeffy to go to bed.
What? Why?
I don't want Jeffy to know about the elf. Just go, 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 go.
Hey.
Hey, Jeffy.
Yeah?
What are you... It's time for you to go to bed.
I got poopy on my finger.
Okay, time to go to bed.
Wait, why?
Because it's bedtime.
But it's 6 o'clock!
But Christmas tomorrow, Santa comes tonight.
Wait, Christmas isn't tomorrow!
Well, now it is, they changed it. They announced that Christmas is tomorrow.
Why did they change it?
Because, you know, it's a leap year. The leap years add up one day. And they take away days, and also the September the Charlie Kirk day. Mm. Donald Trump made that took that day off the count. That's a day now. Oh. It doesn't count towards the year.
Okay.
And also the something about the Pearl Harbor.
Oh, okay, I remember that one.
Yeah, so now you can go to bed because Santa comes tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, I got business to take care of anyway.
Hey.
You know what time it is?
Blumpkin time.
Blumpkin time. And I gotta take the dukes while you do the soups.
I know.
All right, baby, can bring the elf in.
Oh, it's a red couch, like Santa.
Yeah, so just sit right there until the doctor gets here.
What? Doctor? Why? Am I sick?
Oh, you're sick in the head.
Hey, they got somebody to call a doctor?
Yeah, this is the problem.
Oh, an elf, huh? Well, that's a really good costume. Where'd you get it?
Well, Papa Elf gave it to me.
Papa Elf?
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. I used to call my dad Papa Elf.
Well, listen, he thinks he's my son.
He is your son?
Well, listen, 20 years ago, I touched Christy Boner's hoo-hoos.
You touched Christy Boner's hoo-hoos?
Shimmy!
Yeah. Oh, man, I always wanted to get with Christy Boner.
Yeah, it was me.
So he's the result of that?
Yeah, he thinks he's my son, so can you, like, do a DNA test to see if he is?
Yeah, sure, let me get my needle. Okay, I got the needle, now I just need your finger.
What's the needle for?
Just gonna take some blood.
Well, I don't want you to take my blood, is it gonna hurt?
Well, yeah, especially if you don't stop moving around like that.
No, I don't want it to hurt, I don't want you to do that.
Marvin, just hold his arm.
Hey, buddy, wait, just calm down, breathe, just let me see your hand.
But why?
He's gonna take your finger.
I don't want him to take my finger, it's my finger!
He's not gonna take your finger, he's gonna take blood from your finger.
Well, look, I got some cotton balls in case I hit an artery and you bleed everywhere.
Well, what color's blood?
It's red, listen, you're not going to bleed.
No, son of a nutcracker!
Well, it's okay. Just use a cotton ball if it's bleeding.
Put some pressure on it.
Why did he do that?
He just ate a cotton ball.
You shouldn't do that. What? They're not.
No,
not for eating. They're for blood.
He keeps eating them. I don't understand.
That can't be good for him. Stop him.
Hey, do not eat that. Do not eat that.
How'd he do that?
What, did you make him come out of my ear?
Yeah, he did. Like a magic trick. That was cool.
Listen, can you just go see if he's my son or not?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, fucking yeah, choke.
Okay, Marvin, I'm back from the lab. Here are the results. He's your son. Son! He's your son. Sorry, I'm just not very good at reading.
He's my son?
No, he's your son, so you can't read either.
There's no way he's my son!
Marvin, that's wonderful! You have another biological son!
Another biological son? Jeffy's not my son!
Sure he is, Marvin. He looks just like you!
He does not look like me. No, neither does he. I don't understand how he could possibly be my son.
Buddy, are you hungry?
Yeah, I haven't eaten since the Candy Cane Forest.
And why is he saying like that? He's saying from the Candy Cane Forest? He thinks he's from the North Pole.
Well, he grew up without a father, so maybe he just latched onto something from his childhood.
LeBron grew up without a father, and he's a 4-time NBA champion.
Oh, maybe he's autistic. I don't fucking know.
He's definitely autistic.
Marvin, we need to feed him dinner. Buddy, do you like spaghetti?
Yes.
Well, Marvin, we have leftover spaghetti. I'm gonna go heat some up.
Come on, buddy. Let's eat spaghetti. None for you. All right, buddy. Here's all the leftover spaghetti.
But, Marvin, what if Jeffy wants dinner?
I have his plate of green beans over there. Jeffy, dinner's ready if you want it.
Could you pass the syrup?
Syrup? Wait, that's spaghetti.
Oh, I might have some. I do!
You're gonna put syrup on spaghetti.
Wow, you like sugar, don't you?
Yes! It's one of the 4 major food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
I'm all blumpkined up.
Daddy! Why did you give me green beans? I hate green beans!
Because, Jeffy, we had to give all the leftover spaghetti to your new brother, Buddy.
My new brother? Why is he getting spaghetti with candy and sugar and shit all in it?
Because I think he might be on the spectrum.
Me too, but I have to eat this!
Well, listen, just eat your green beans and please be quiet, okay? We're just trying to figure out. We're trying to make him feel welcome. How's it going, buddy?
It's ready.
It's ready. Oh, okay. There's someone else at the door. Maybe it's another idiot dressed like an elf. Hello?
Marvin, I need to use your house for a very important business meeting.
Wait, at my house for a business meeting? Why?
Miles Finch.
Who's Miles Finch?
You don't know who my...
I didn't pay my power bill.
Oh, yeah, you also didn't pay your house payment either.
Can you please just...
You don't know who my...
Can you turn him back on?
Hey, on! On! Clap on! Clap on!
Oh, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. But you don't know who Miles Finch is?
What, no.
He's only the most influential and famous child book author of our generation. He makes Dr. Seuss look like a chump.
Okay, so why are you bringing him here?
Because what we need to do is, we need to pitch him a multi-billion dollar child's book idea. What? And then we get to make a lot of money.
I don't have any children book ideas.
We get to thinking, and then you also set up your dining room table. He'll be here any minute.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
I could burp like that too if I had a drink or something other than green beans. Mother, I am going to bed.
Sorry, Jeffy. Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. He's having a very important business meeting in my dining room.
Oh, that's nice.
So please keep an eye on him.
I have marshmallow nipples.
What are all these people doing here?
For the meeting with Miles Finch.
Why do you care so much about this meeting?
Because we posted a -8 last quarter. A -8 that does not happen. Guys, tell them -8's bad.
Oh, it's bad.
It's really bad.
Not good.
And it's all their fault.
Sorry.
So what we need to do is, we need to propose a good book idea to Miles Finch so we can make some money. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, he's coming in, everyone. Stand up.
Please sit. Hello, everyone. I'm Miles Finch. Thank you. Stop. I'm Miles Finch, and I heard that you guys are in the crapper, and you need an idea for your new children's book. But I want to hear what you guys got first. You, what do you got?
Oh, well, I was thinking we have some ants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to collect food for grasshoppers.
That's Bug's Life, you idiot. Shut up! Blondie, what do you have?
There's a woman who lives with 7 dwarves. There's a boy with a peach.
Is it a big peach?
Huge, giant.
Sounds like James and the Giant Peach, you nincompoop!
Oh, I knew it was familiar.
You red shirt!
Marvin, tell me your idea.
What idea?
Make one up.
There's a worm that lives in an apple, a red one. And he moves to a green apple because it's bigger. It belongs to his granny. It's the Granny Smith. She died. He inherited the apple. So he moved from the red to the green, and he likes it. It's bigger.
You're fucking blowing it.
I don't know what to say.
No. Hold on. He may be onto something. I like that. Wait, I like that. Hold on.
You do?
Yeah. But instead of the apple, we make it an onion, and we get rid of the worm. So it's a sad onion, because he has no friends, he's lonely, because he's so smelly, no one wants to be around him, and he makes everyone cry. But one day, he falls in the water, and he meets a fish. See, fish can't smell, and fish can't cry. So he becomes friends with the fish. We'll call it the fish and the onion. No, the onion and the fish.
Miles fucking Finch, everybody!
Unbelievable!
It's what I do, baby! Miles
Finch. Is that an L? Dad, he's short like an elf.
You're hilarious, my friend.
No, don't pay attention to him. Just talk about the onion and the fish.
Okay, so I'm thinking for the title.
Does Santa know you left the North Pole?
Hey, Jackweed, I get more action in a week than you've gotten in your entire life. Women with big, fake bazongas, fake silicone implants. You know how many houses I have? 35. All across the world. Each one with a 75-inch plasma screen TV. Each one of those TVs with Hulu. Without ads. I'm talking 35 accounts. 35 TVs. 35 emails and passwords that I don't know. I have Spotify Premium. No ads. I have YouTube Premium. I haven't seen an ad in 20 years. I don't know what products are going to come out in the future. I don't know what comes out of my bank account. It's all subscriptions. That's how much money I have. I don't care.
That's a lot of subscriptions for one elf.
Are you feeling strong, my friend? Call me Elf one more time, and I'll bite your ankles off.
Elf, 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 elf.
That's
elf,
it. Elf,
elf. Hurry up, little fella.
Oh, I see bone.
Marvin, that is it! You're evicted as fuck!
Why?
Because you cost me the book deal!
What? I didn't cost him, he did!
No, it's your fault!
That is it!
Never call Miles Finch again.
Buddy, get out of here!
Dad, I think my leg's broken!
Good, I want you out of my life!
But you're my dad!
I'm not your dad! You're a mistake! I never wanted you to get out of here! Scram!
Just because you cussed out that elf, Marvin, doesn't mean that you're not evicted. You still gotta get the fuck out.
But Mr. Goodman, look. Miles Finch left his book of good ideas.
The book of good ideas? What's in it?
Well, like this idea. It's about a chopstick that falls in love with another chopstick so they can eat food together.
Oh. That's brilliant.
Oh, and all his emails and passwords to all 35 Hulu accounts.
Oh, we are saved. Marvin, good news. You're not evicted anymore.
And we have Hulu now.
I feel bad that I cussed out that elf. I'm gonna go see if I can get him.
What the hell's wrong with this damn thing? Buddy, is that you?
My dad wanted nothing to do with me.
I told you Florida sucks.
Buddy.
Dad?
Just want to say I'm sorry for yelling at you.
Does that mean I get to come live with you?
No.
Fuck. Come on, buddy. Come with me and let's go get some lot lizards at the truck stop.
Okay.
I think I got this fixed.
Okay. Yes. Lot lizards. Fuck yeah.
Guys, it's January 1st, 2023.
Man, I can't believe we're already in a new year.
So, guys, what's your New Year's resolutions?
What?
You know, New Year's resolutions, like the thing you want to change about yourself in the new year?
I don't need to change anything about myself. I'm perfect.
Yeah, me too, dude.
Well, my New Year's resolution is that I want to learn a new skill. Like, I want to learn how to cook or speak another language.
Cody, you already have a skill, and that's growing pimples on your face. You're a pimple farmer.
Okay, Junior, maybe your New Year's resolution is that you stop bullying me.
Ooh, I don't think I could do that.
Dude, that's going to be difficult.
Come on, Junior, at least try.
Okay, fine. My New Year's resolution is I won't bully you, Cody, for a whole year.
Okay, good. Oh, hold on, my phone's ringing. But what, Junior? You have a problem with my ringtone?
No, that's a completely normal ringtone.
No, the hell's not, dude!
Okay, I'm gonna answer it. Hello, Mama Bear. Hello, Cody. How's my little piggy doing? Oink, 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 oink. Your little piggy's doing just fine. I'm hanging out with my frenzy Wenzies right now.
Oh, dude, he's not making it easy for your ass.
Okay, Cody. I was just calling to remind you to change your diapers in case you make TT in your pants. Oh, don't worry, Mom. I won't. My diapers are a TT-free zone. Never mind. Little piggy just made a muddy mess in his diapy wipey. Cody, that's a bad little piggy. Put the phone up to your tushy so I can spank it. Okay, Mom. Thank you, Mother. Okay, Cody, now just get home by 9 o'clock so I can give you your suppository pills. Oh, my favorite. Okay, Cody, bye. I love you. Now I love you. Now I love you. I love you more. Now I love you more. Now I love you more. Just hang up, Cody. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. What? She hung up. That means I love her more.
Dude, you're not gonna last a year. Just give up, please.
Junior, are you making fun of me?
No, I laugh because Joseph told me a knock-knock joke.
Yeah, knock-knock.
Who's there?
I don't know.
That's what it was about.
Yeah.
Not about your call.
Doesn't seem that funny to me, but...
No, it's an inside joke.
Definitely funny.
You had to be there.
Okay.
Joseph, what's your New Year's resolution?
Oh, man, dude, I think I want to be rich, like a billionaire rich.
Well, shouldn't it be something more realistic?
What, it's not realistic for a black man to be rich in America, huh?
No, that's not what I meant. I just meant, like, we're kids.
Well, what, LeBron was a kid once?
Yeah, he was a kid, and now he's a billionaire.
Yeah!
Yeah, but he got rich after he was a kid.
No, he was playing basketball as a kid, and then he played basketball as an adult. He was both doing basketball things.
Well, I mean, I don't doubt that, but you know what, Joseph? Yeah, okay, you can do it. I believe in you.
Yeah, you better believe in me. Watch me be a millionaire. Billionaire!
Yeah, Joseph's gonna go try to be rich. So what's your skill gonna be, Cody?
Oh, well, I really want to stop peeing my pants, but what?
Nothing, keep going.
I think I'll just learn how to cook.
Oh, that sounds fun.
So do you want to help me?
Why would I want to help you learn how to cook? That's so gay.
Junior?
Yeah, I'll come help you learn how to cook.
Thank you.
Kill me.
Okay, Junior, let's do this. I hope Chef Peepee's okay with us using his kitchen.
Chef Peepee doesn't mind. He loves when people use his kitchen.
Okay, good. So what do you have in the fridge to cook with?
Let me go check. Okay, there's eggs and bologna.
Oh, okay. I think I can make an omelet with that. Let me just get an egg here. Just gotta crack it on the pan. Oh,
Cody!
Yeah, I dropped it.
Just scoop it up!
No, I'll just get another egg. It's not that bad.
But what a waste of an egg!
Yeah, it's okay. Get in the pan. That's what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so just slap some bologna on this bitch. Let's see here. Okay. There you go, that's...
It doesn't look like an omelet, Cody.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, I need cheese. Do you have cheese?
Oh, let me check. We have string cheese.
Okay, great, just throw it in there. That's good. Okay, I think I just need to flip it with my spatula here. I think I can cover it.
Oh, wow, Cody!
Yeah, sorry, I dropped
it. Grab it.
I dropped it.
And while we're down here, you might as well scoop up that egg.
No, I mean, I guess I'll try.
Yeah, scoop that up.
Just put it in. Oh, Jesus! What happened?
What happened?
I don't know. What did I do?
Oh, what do we do? What do we do?
Cooking time. Just run.
Run.
Man, I can't wait to start on dinner.
Wait, what the hell? I will get to the kitchen 5 minutes of this shit.
Okay, I don't really think cooking's my thing.
I hope Chef Baby doesn't notice the mess in the kitchen.
Oh, God, we left a fire down there. I hope somebody put it out.
Junior! Who the hell started the fire in my kitchen?
It was Cody. Yeah, it was me.
Why are you even cooking in my kitchen, Cody?
I was trying to learn how to make an omelet.
Well, look, I am the chef, dumbass. You don't know how to cook. I do, okay? So look, if you needed to learn how to cook, you could have just came to me.
I don't think I want to cook anymore.
Yeah, leave it to the real chefs, the real professionals, idiot.
So, Cody, what's your skill going to be now for your New Year's resolution?
I don't know. Maybe I'll learn how to sew. Like, I can make sweaters and stuff.
That's so good. That's so good. That's such a good skill to learn. You should do that.
Yeah, I agree. I'll go get a sewing kit.
What is he, 80 years old?
Okay, Junior. I got a needle and thread. Somehow this is going to turn into a sweater.
How?
I don't know. Maybe I, like, pull on it or, like, poke it. I'm gonna go look up a YouTube tutorial.
Dude, I bet you won't believe this, but I found a way to be a billionaire!
How?
You gotta trust me, though. If you give me a dollar, I promise I'll pay you back $2.
That sounds like a good deal.
Right.
Here's a dollar.
Ooh, thanks, dude. Hey, Cody, you wanna get in on this money?
Oh, yeah.
Alright, if you give me a dollar, I'll pay you back $2.
Okay, that sounds good.
Thanks, dude. Hey, Junior, here's your $2, bro.
Whoa, you paid me back really fast.
Yep, you can trust me, bro. But if you wanna make more money, give me these $2, and I'll pay you back $3.
Okay, you did it last time.
Thanks, dude! Hey, Cody, here's your $2.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but if you want more money, ooh, give me $3 and I'll bring you back $4.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Right? Oh, thanks, dude. Hey, Junior, here's your $3, bro!
Wow, you're making money come out of nowhere.
It's like magic, dude. I make magic work. But if you want more money, give me $4 and I'll bring you back $5.
Okay, let me get another dollar. Here's another dollar.
Okay, thanks, dude. I'm gonna bring back that money.
What the fuck?
Wait, where'd he go?
Junior, he just ran off with our money. He did a Ponzi scheme. Joseph just invented a Ponzi scheme.
What's a Ponzi scheme?
It's exactly what he just did. It's where you get other people's money to pay back other people. What? And then you just run off with the money.
Wait, you can become a billionaire that way.
Yeah, I guess you could, but it's illegal.
Oh, that's kind of smart, but also dumb.
Yeah.
So Joseph's New Year's resolution came true. Did you sew that sweater?
Oh, well, I mean, I made this. It says, Happy Lamaka. It's like Hanukkah, but with llamas.
Does it fit?
I don't know. Let me try it on. Yeah, well, Junior, I made the arm sleeves a little too long, but other than that, I'd say it's a pretty good sweater. I sewed the shit out of this sweater. Look at that happy little llama. He's even wearing a yarmulke, a little llama yarmulke, a llama yama yama llamaka, a llama yama yama, you can't make fun of me, llama yama yama, llama 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 llama.
Okay, you know what, Cody, I think today was a success. You know, Joseph learned how to make a lot of money, you learned how to sew, and I haven't bullied you all day, so we did all our New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, but we got like 3 minutes left in this video, and we gotta pull something out of our ass, so maybe we gotta see other characters' New Year's resolutions. Like the cop. Like, maybe we should talk to him. What's he been doing, huh?
There's someone at the door.
Yeah, I wonder who that could be.
I'm gonna go see.
Yeah, I'll stay here.
Hello?
Hey, do you know him?
What's up, dude?
That's my friend Joseph.
Yeah, well, I caught him running a Ponzi scheme. He said if I gave him my 401k, he'd double it, and now I'm screwed.
And I would've got away with it, too, if it wasn't for you pesky cops.
He stole some of my money, too, and my friend's money. If you arrested him, why'd you bring him here? Why don't you take him to jail?
Oh, he made bail using my 401k, so I'll see you in court.
Okay.
So, officer, before you leave, what was your New Year's resolution?
Oh, it was to retire, but now I can't because he took my 401k. So I guess my New Year's resolution is to work for 40 more fucking years until I die.
Or run a Ponzi scheme.
Shut up!
Okay. Well, I'll see you later then.
Yeah, I guess I'm just gonna go drive into oncoming traffic with my eyes closed. Hopefully I die.
See you in court.
Ah!
What?
You scared me. Sorry. Hey, Junior, I fixed my sleeves to make them shorter.
What the hell is that?
It's his happy Lamaka shirt.
Yeah, I knitted it myself, and I even have a song that goes with it. Listen. Yamaka, Lamaka, Lamaka, Yamaka, Yamaka, Lamaka, Lamaka,
Yamaka. How did you not bully him by now, dude?
It's been really hard. I've almost had a brain aneurysm trying not to.
Joseph, where's my money?
Oh, yeah! The $5! If you give me $5 more, I'll bring you back $100.
I'm not giving you any more of my money.
Well, you obviously don't want to be rich.
Hey, Cody. Oh, hey, Mama Bear. Junior, are there any mean things you want to say to my mom?
She's a fat, ugly whale.
What? Junior, you said you wouldn't bully me!
I'm not bullying you, I'm bullying your mom. The deal is only I won't bully you. See, you're perfect, you're my best friend, there's nothing wrong with you, but your mom's a stinky fat bitch.
Well, okay, I guess that's a loophole so I can let it slide. Cody, did you change your poopy britches? Yeah. Let me smell. Oh no! Cody, those are some very poopy pants. I know! Cody, what did we say about having poopy britches? To take them off! And why didn't you take off your poopy britches? Because I didn't want my friends to know I poop my pants. Cody, tell them. Guys, I pooped my pants. I'm a stinky boy. Oh, he is the stinkiest.
Oh my God. I'm sorry that you did that, Cody.
Sorry, it's so embarrassing, but sorry, dude.
Okay, Cody. Now that you pooped your pants, you gotta do the poopy pants dance. Oh, okay.
There's a dance?
I pooped my pants. I'm a stinky boy. Okay, Cody. Okay, very good, Cody. That's very good. Now let's get you home and change those poopy pants. Okay, guys. Sorry I pooped my pants.
What's wrong with him?
Oh man, Cody's such a nerd.
He's a loser.
He's such a loser. He's such a loser.
I caught you. You broke your New Year's resolution, Junior. Did we get him, Cody? Oh, we sure did, Mom. I told you it'd be worth it to shit my pants.
Wait, he actually shit his pants?
He did.
Jeffy, what do you want? Oh no, he's gonna throw up!
Marvin, grab a towel!
Okay! Oh, come on, Jeffy, throw up a hairball!
Not again!
I'm sorry, Daddy. I was just cleaning myself down there and I got a hairball.
We told you to stop doing that. Take a shower like a normal person.
But I want to be a kitty cat!
You're not a kitty cat, Jeffy!
Now!
There's someone at the door.
I want to come too!
Hello?
Hey, Marvin!
Goodman, what are you doing here?
Well, I just bought something really expensive and I want to show it to you.
Okay.
I just throw up a hairball. Nice. All right, let me show you. Come on.
There it is, Marvin. Just look at it.
You bought another car?
Not just any car. That's a collectible, Marvin. That's a Lamborghini Aventador SVJ. It's one of 800. If anything happened to that car, I would kill that person. I would literally put them in a crate and ship them to Madagascar to be with the lemurs so they can sing Move It, Move It. There was a fly on the windshield, and guess what happened to that fly?
You smushed it?
No, that would make my car dirty. I was literally like a frog, and I went, and I shot my tongue out 5 feet. I got the fly and I ate it. And then when I pooped it out, I lit it on fire. So that's how important that car is to me, Marvin.
Well, then if it's so important to you, why are you driving it?
Because I wanted to show it to you.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go inside and take a piss. And don't you let anything happen to this car, okay?
All right, I won't let anything happen to it.
All right.
Hey, Danny, can you take my picture next to the car?
Yeah, just don't touch it. Let me get my phone. All right, Jeffy, say cheese.
Cheese.
But you're too close to the car. Get away from it.
Okay.
Hold on, let me turn the flash on.
Oh!
you dropped your phone and hit the rich guy's car. Now you're going to go to Madagascar with the lemur.
What? No, no. I don't think it left a mark or anything.
Yep, it left a scratch, Daddy.
Oh, oh my God. Wait, did I cause that scratch?
Yeah.
No, no, no. It can come off.
It's not coming off, Daddy.
Oh, okay, look, he's not going to notice it. Look, it's nighttime, and it was there before I did that, right?
No, your phone hit it and did that.
Well, no, 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 Jeffy, look, let's go inside, and let's not talk about it. Come on.
Ooh.
All right, Jeffy, do not say anything.
Hey, Morgan.
Ah!
Hello to you, too. Did you get done looking at my car?
Yep, we're done looking at it. It is gorgeous.
Did anything happen to it?
No, no, nothing happened to your car.
Well, my daddy dropped his phone.
I dropped my phone on the ground and broke the screen.
How poor. Anyway, have a good day, Marvin. I'll see you later.
Yeah, Jeffy, come inside.
Who was at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. That's all it was.
Oh, what did he want?
He wanted to show us his new car.
Ooh, was it nice?
It was nice until Danny dropped his phone and scratched the hood of his car.
You did what, Marvin?
It was an accident. Look, Jeffy wanted a picture next to the car, and I tried to take it, and I dropped my phone and scratched it.
Marvin, what did he say?
Well, he doesn't know about it yet.
Marvin, you need to tell him.
Well, he's going to kill me if he finds out.
Actually, he's not going to kill you. He's going to put you in a crate and ship you to Madagascar to be with the lemurs.
Marvin, he might appreciate your honesty.
He's not going to appreciate that.
So what are you going to do when he notices?
Look, it's nighttime. He's not going to notice it tonight. If he does notice it, it'll be tomorrow, and it won't be our problem. He'll think, like, it happened in his garage or something.
I think he noticed, Marvin.
Okay. I'm going to go answer the door and just make my funeral nice, okay?
All right, Danny. I'll send you a postcard to Madagascar.
Hello?
Marvin, what is wrong with you?
I'm so sorry. It was an accident. I didn't mean to do it.
You left your phone on the ground.
Oh.
And you told me the screen was cracked, and it's not.
Oh, thank God it didn't crack. I thought it did when I dropped it.
That makes you a liar. And I don't like liars, Marvin. Next time you lie to me, you're getting a spanking, and I'm going to cut your tongue off and sew it to my mouth. Then I'm going to have two tongues. But here's your phone back. Take your poor phone. Who do you think you are, me? You can't just leave iPhones laying around on the ground. Ew, poor.
Okay.
There you go again. Jesus, Marvin. I can't deal with you right now, okay?
I think it actually is cracked this time.
So did he notice, Marvin?
Obviously not, Mommy, because he's not on his way to Madagascar right now.
Look, he just wanted to give me my phone back.
So he didn't notice?
No, and he's not going to notice, so we don't have to worry about it.
Unless I tell him.
Jeffy, you wouldn't.
Marvin, you wouldn't have to worry about that if you just told him yourself.
I'm not going to tell him because I don't want to die, and Jeffy, you're not going to tell him either.
Well, I'm going to tell him unless you do every little thing that I say.
Jeffy, we're not doing that.
All right, well, it looks like I'm going to call him and tell him what happened.
Okay, fine, I'll do whatever you want.
Oh, I don't want any part of this.
All right, Danny, the first thing I want you to do is give me a foot massage.
Ew, that's gross.
I just need to and get my sock off. All right, I really need you to get in between the toes.
You don't have toes, Jeffy.
Well, then get to rubbing my nub, Daddy.
That sounds inappropriate.
Okay. Ew. Stop doing that.
Oh, Daddy, rub my feet.
That's gross.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay, we're done with that. That's gross. Okay, so what do you want me to do now?
Oh, hold on, Daddy. I gotta go get ready, and I'll give you your next task.
Get ready.
All right, Daddy. Put this on.
What, Jeffy, why are you wearing a bunny outfit, and why do you want me to put one on?
Because we're going to listen to Hop Hop and dance together for an hour straight.
Aw, I love the Hop Hop song.
I'm not going to dance to the Hop Hop song for an hour straight.
All right, well, it looks like I'm going to call Mr. Goodman and tell him what happened.
I'll do the dance. I just don't want to wear the bunny outfit.
Oh, you're going to wear the bunny outfit.
I'm not wearing the bunny outfit. This is ridiculous, Jeffy.
All right, Danny, you ready to start hop-hopping?
No.
All right, here we go. Oh, Danny, you're not hopping.
Can we stop now?
No, we're only a few seconds into our hour.
An hour. I can't go any longer, Jeffy. All right, Jeffy, can I take this ridiculous outfit off now?
Sure, Daddy, but just remember, before we go to bed, you gotta put it right back on.
I'm so glad I gotta take that costume off.
Marvin, I'm so tired after doing that dance. I think I'm gonna go to bed.
Yeah, me too.
Daddy, you still gotta do more stuff for me.
Come on, Jeffy, I just danced for an hour. I'm tired.
Well, I want you to shave your mustache off now.
What? Shave my mustache? I'm not gonna shave my mustache, Jeffy.
Yes, you are, and you're gonna give it to me.
What? No, Jeffy, my mustache makes me look good.
Who said that?
Well, Jeffy, I'm not shaving my mustache off.
You're gonna shave that mustache off or else I'm gonna call Goodman.
Ooh, okay, I did it. I shaved my mustache off.
Why'd it come off in one piece?
Oh, I feel so naked without my mustache. Can I please glue it back on?
No, Danny, I'm gonna be you now. Oh, Jeffy, you're grounded. You gotta eat green beans and no fun things, bitch.
Jeffy, give me my mustache back.
No!
Marvin, are you coming to bed?
Give me a second, baby.
Ew! Who are you? Wait, who are you?
It's me, baby.
Oh, Marvin, I definitely wasn't talking to another man just now. Oh, you're back. Marvin, where'd you come from?
Just go to bed, baby.
Okay. Okay!
Jeffy, can I please go to bed now?
No, Danny. Now I want you to dress up just like me.
Why?
Because I've always wanted a twin.
I don't feel like dressing up like you, Jeffy.
You're going to do it or else I'm going to call Mr. Goodman.
All right, Jeffy, I'm dressed up like you.
Oh, Danny, look, you're like a little mini-me.
Yeah, what do you want me to do now?
All right, Daddy, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go,
I don't know how to do that.
Well, Danny, it's easy. You just open your mouth like this, and then you go, No, Dad, you gotta put some effort into it like this. No, Dad, you gotta try hard like this. Alright, I guess we'll work on that later. Alright, the next thing I want you to do is smack your diaper like this. No, Dad, you gotta put some hate behind it like this. Like bad pee-pee, you've been a bad pee-pee.
I don't think I can do it that hard.
Well, you gotta try, Danny. No, Danny, like this. Like, you gotta lay on your back, go.
I'm not gonna do that, Jeffy.
All right, Danny. Well, I guess we won't do the diaper smack.
Oh, so I can go to bed?
No! Now you gotta fight my bully.
Well, I'm not gonna fight your bully, Jeffy.
Well, I'm getting tired of fighting him, so I need you to fight him, okay?
Well, no!
All right, well, I'm calling him.
Wait, don't call him.
Oh, it's ringing.
Hello? Hey, loser, why are you calling me? How'd you even get my number?
Well, I'm calling you because I don't want to fight you.
No, don't.
All right, I'll be right there.
Okay. Yeah, I want to fight you at the front door. I want you to fight me like you've never fought anybody before.
No.
Okay, that's kind of weird, but all right, I'll do it.
All right, good.
Well, I'm not going to fight your bully. He's a kid.
Well, he's on the way, Daddy.
I'm not going to fight him, Jeffy.
Oh, I think that's him at the door now.
Well, look, I'm not going to fight him. I'm going to go talk to him like a normal person, and I'm going to de-escalate the situation. Hello?
Hey, nerd, you ready to fight?
No, I would not like to fight, young man. I think we should peacefully resolve this situation by using our words.
Clock your ass.
All right, Jeffy, I fought him.
Daddy, you lost?
How do you know?
Because I'm on your phone right now, and he's bragging about it.
How's it feel to get knocked down, loser?
Danny, I've never lost to him, ever. You stupid dog, you make me look bad. Ooga, booga, 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 booga. You know what? I actually didn't lose. You fought my clone.
You don't have a clone.
Yes, I do. Come to my house right now, and I'll show you that there's two of us.
There's someone at the door, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy, come on. That must be him. We gotta show him that there's two of us.
Me. Two of me.
Come on.
Two of us.
Hello? Goodman? Oh, no. Did you find out?
Find out about what?
Nothing. Why are you crying?
Oh, Marvin, it's awful. This is what happened. I was driving down the road in my brand new Lamborghini, and all of a sudden I see an Amazon Prime truck driving right in front of me. So I speed up and crash right into it. And then I sue Amazon, and Jeff Bezos settled out of court for a measly $100 million. And that's all they think my life is worth. A measly $100 million. But the worst part is, Marvin, my Lamborghini, one of 800, is total, and the front of it isn't even recognizable anymore.
It isn't?
Why are you so happy about that? It was one of 800, Marvin. I figured you'd be sad. I could have been killed.
Oh, no, I just can't believe the front of it's not recognizable anymore. You hear that, Jeffy? So yeah, I was shocked. What are you gonna do now?
Oh, I already bought another one.
What, you did?
Yeah, now it's one of 799, because I totaled the other one, obviously. But it's same color and everything. You like it?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see if I can.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah, so why are you dressed like that?
Oh, my son bet me to dress like this.
Oh, that's cute. Anyway, I'm gonna go drive my brand new Lamborghini. See you later, Marvin.
Okay, watch out for those Amazon Prime trucks. Ha ha, Jeffy, you hear that? Goodman crashed his Lamborghini, so you can't blackmail me anymore, so.
Marvin, why are there so many people ringing the doorbell? It's late. Marvin! Jeffy! Ew! Hey, birthday boy! How does it feel to be 40?
Please stop.
The big 4-0.
I don't want to be old.
Danny's old is S-word. I can't cuss in the first 30 seconds because we'll get demonetized, but as soon as it hits 30 seconds, I'm going crazy.
I just don't want to be 40. That means I'm halfway done with my life.
Well, how do you want to celebrate your birthday, Marvin?
Stay home and sit on the couch.
No, that's lane. How about we go bowling?
I don't want to go to the bowling lanes and smell bowling shoes.
Well, you don't have to smell them, Marvin.
But the whole place smells like bowling shoes. It's just gross.
It's been 30 seconds. Fuck shit, dick.
Jeffy, stop it. You know what? What I want for my birthday is I want you to not cuss.
That's a lot to ask for, Daddy, but I guess I'll fucking do it.
Jeffy!
Starting now.
Jeffy, why don't you go downstairs and get Marvin's birthday cake?
Fuck that! I mean, shit, yeah. I mean, okay.
Daddy's birthday cake. I gotta be very careful that I don't drop it. Alright, you gotta be very careful going up the stairs. You don't want to drop the cake.
Oh, yeah! I can use this rail to push the cake up there like a ramp. Good thinking, Jeffy.
Alright, let's get it.
Wait, my shoe's untied. Guess I gotta tie my shoe. You can loop and pull. I'm all done tying my shoe. Oh no! Daddy's cake! Oh, I can fix this. Oh, Jimmy can fix it. It's okay. Put the hand here. Get on your knee. Okay, that shoe looks good. I'm coming with your cake, Daddy. All right, Daddy, here's your cake. Happy birthday.
Jeffy!
I was singing.
Jeffy, what did you do to his cake?
I didn't do anything to the cake, but the stairs sure fucked it up.
Jeffy, you're not supposed to be cutting.
That's right. Thank you.
But Jeffy, what did you do to my cake?
I don't think you heard me. I didn't do anything to the cake. The stairs and the floor gangbanged it.
What? So there's a big mess on the stairs.
Well, not so much the stairs as it is on the floor, but yes, still the stairs.
Oh, I can't believe you made a mess of my birthday. I had to clean it up.
Do you want your very own badass limited edition SML poster? And would you like that poster made out of metal? Well, with today's sponsor, Displate, that is now possible. If you don't know what Displate is, let me explain. They make steel posters with vibrant, high-detail prints that don't just look good. They're the coolest way to turn your boring walls into a gallery of your favorite brands, movies, video games, and more. Their website has millions of designs from official licenses as well as original artists. If you check out the SML profile, link in the description, you'll not only see some of our favorites, but this is also where you'll find the official SML Display. It comes in three different sizes, and Displates ship within 4 to 5 business days, so there is plenty of time to get one for yourself before Christmas. Another cool thing about Displate is they're incredibly easy to put on just about any wall with minimal risk of damage and no tools needed. Just clean the wall, stick on the protective leaf, slap that magnet on there, and you're ready to go. Also, if you want to swap it out for another design, it's so easy even Jeffy could do it. Just pull the first one down and slap the new one on. Boom! New wall decoration in set. Displate is celebrating Black Friday with their biggest discounts of the year, up to 44% off. Just use the link in the description or our code SML. And for the first time ever, that includes premium Textra designs with their tactile textures and 3D contours. It's the perfect time to shop for Christmas gifts. Go grab your Displates and start telling your story one metal poster at a time. And don't forget the official SML Display. It's the best one, obviously. Thanks to Displate for sponsoring this video.
Oh my god, look at this mess! And on my birthday! Oh, I gotta clean this whole mess up! Hey, Jeffy, hate him so goddamn much. Who could that be? Hello?
Why'd you spit in my face, goodness?
Your house payment. It's due.
It's not the first.
I know, but I want it early because Thanksgiving's coming up. See, you give me your house payment, and I thank you. Thanksgiving.
Okay, listen, today's my birthday, so can I just...
Oh, today's your birthday? Oh, I'm so sorry, Marvin. Hey, world! Today's Marvin's birthday, so stop spinning! Hey, pilots flying airplanes! Land those bitches, because it's Marvin's birthday! Hey, troops fighting wars! It's truce time! Wave the white flag, put the guns down, because it's Marvin's birthday! Hey, Kim Jong fuckhead! Stop shooting missiles into the ocean, because it's Marvin's birthday! Hey, Vladimir Putin in his panties! Stop fucking with Ukraine, because it's Marvin's birthday!
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, no one gives a shit. So give me your house payment.
Listen, I don't have my house payment.
Marvin, you know what I do every single year on my birthday? I go down to Bing Bong's massage parlor and get a 2-for-1 egg roll handy. And do you think after I get my 2-for-1 egg roll handy that they still want me to pay? Sure they do, Marvin, because I gotta cough up the dough because I don't want Ching Chong coughing up my load.
Okay, listen, I get it, but I don't have my house payment.
God damn it, Marvin. I am not leaving your house again empty-handed. You're giving me something off of you.
What do you want?
I want that turd on your face.
Turd on my face?
Yes, the thing on your upper lip that you call a mustache. You give it to me or else I'm going to rip it off.
You can't rip it off. It's a part of my skin.
Oh, you'll get this back when you pay your house payment, Mr. Fucker. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Rip the hairs out of my mouth. Oh!
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was good.
So weird without your mustache.
Well, Goodman ripped my mustache off.
Ew, Marvin, what are those red bumps on your lip?
They're probably inflamed hair follicles from my mustache being pulled off my face.
Dan, you look like someone who identifies as someone who sticks their wiener in their butt.
Jeffy, stop talking. You're ruining my birthday. You already made up mess with my cake and made mess on the stairs.
But I'm putting new candles in your cake.
Oh, Jeffy, that's such a good idea. Why don't you go downstairs and get the lighter so we can sing happy birthday to Marvin?
Okay.
Why would you tell him to do something? You know he's going to mess it up somehow.
No, Marvin, don't worry, Jeffy's got this.
No, he's probably going to catch the house on fire with a lighter.
Oh, my bibs! Oh, why you got herpes on your lip bibs, my bibs?
I ain't got herpes on my lip bibs. I don't have herpes, okay? It's just inflamed hair follicles.
Well, anyway, I was wondering if you got like $200, $300, $400, $500.
No, I don't got $200, $300, $400, $500. Why do you need that kind of money?
Well, because, I got a cousin named Doodoo Ass, and he ain't wiped so good, and he got a dirty booty. So I was wondering if you'd give me some money so I can get him some toilet paper. He can wipe so good.
Well, even if I had the money, I don't think it would help Doodoo Ass wipe his booty because his name is Doodoo Ass, so he probably has a reputation of not cleaning his ass.
Man, you so green and selfish, Marbis.
It's my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Marbis. What you give for your birthday?
You asking me for money.
Oh, man, you ain't getting no car with some money?
No, no one gave me some car with money in it. All I got is a stupid cake.
Oh, it's your cake?
Yes.
You like your cake?
No.
You gonna have your cake?
Probably not.
Can I have your cake?
You know what? Fuck it. Have it. Take it.
Ooh, I'm gonna sell this and maybe I can get some money and get some toilet paper for Doodoo Ass.
Oh, you left some cake for Doodoo Ass. Here, more Doodoo Ass cake.
Marvin, you gave away your birthday cake.
Well, it was messed up. It was a big old mess. I didn't know anything. No one's gonna eat it. It's gonna taste like carpet and stairs.
But Marvin, it was your birthday cake.
Well, Jeffy fucked it up. Jeffy, stop crying.
You said I fucked it up.
You did.
Jeffy, quick. Light the lighter so we can sing happy birthday to Marvin.
No.
Light it.
Ready? Happy birthday to... Oh, Marvin, my phone's ringing.
Stop crying.
I'm dying. But you keep yelling at me.
Shut up. What? What? Why are you crying? What?
Marvin, my friend died.
Your friend died?
She died today.
Well, how did she die?
They don't know, Marvin, but I was one of the first 20 people to know.
Oh, okay, well, listen, it's my birthday today, and she'll still be dead tomorrow, so how about we focus on my birthday?
But, Marvin, I'm sad today.
Okay, well, just act like you didn't hear. Just, it's a rumor, but you know it's a fact? It's my birthday.
But, Marvin, I already shared it on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat, and I haven't got on Twitter yet, but I'll do that next.
Okay, well, it looks like you've done enough for her, and look, she'll still be dead, and you can't bring her back, so just focus on my birthday.
Hey, Dave, you can blow on the lighter and make a wish.
I wish my birthday didn't suck so much. Who's at the door? Hello?
There he is, the birthday boy. Now, that's a 40-year-old grown-ass man.
Don't remind me.
Hey, I got you a birthday cake.
Where'd you get that?
Hey, you know how they make smash burgers? Well, apparently they also make smash cakes.
No, they don't.
Well, that's what the guy selling outside your house said.
Guy selling outside my house?
Yeah, and it must be some pretty gourmet shit, because he charged me $300 for it. But hey, I don't mind. I go all out for my friends on their birthdays. You know, back in high school, that's what they used to call me. Goes all out for birthdays, Brooklyn. We don't need an animation. You get it.
You spent $300 on this?
Yeah, but apparently it goes to a good cause, because apparently his friend is, like, paralyzed and can't wipe his ass or something. Called him Doodoo Ass.
He's not paralyzed. He can wipe his ass. He doesn't want to.
Well, take a bite of your cake.
I don't want any of that cake. I'm not hungry.
Oh, come on, Marvin. That's okay. We can take it with us.
Take it with us. Where are we going?
To the strip club!
I don't want to go to the strip club. I don't have any money.
Well, you don't need money, Marvin. You can just come on in. They love that. They like it when you don't pay and you just gawk at them.
I guess my birthday is going pretty shitty. You know what? The strip club, it might be fun. Let's go.
Hell yeah, Marvin. That's the spirit. Come on. Look at that, Marvin. The front row's wide open for the birthday boy. You know, nothing says you're getting older like paying a woman half your age to get naked. Excuse me, ma'am. It's my friend here's birthday today. He's turning 40.
Ew.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, you hear that, Marvin? That means when you were 20, she was just being born. Isn't that just gross?
Yeah.
Well, I don't make the rules. Get naked!
I'm bored.
Oh, I see. You want some action. Excuse me, ma'am. We don't have any money, but it is my friend here's birthday, so maybe you could give us some free gabagool?
Ew, no! Oh, my God, what is that on your face?
What is that on your face, Marvin? Ew, Marvin, is that herpes?
No, my mustache got ripped off. It's like a rash or something.
Okay, well, just in case, if she does agree to do stuff with us, no kissing me.
Wait, I'm not going to kiss you.
Oh, well, the lights are going to be off. You never know what's going to happen.
Pull them boobies out!
What, Dougie?
Hey, that's the guy that sold me the cake.
Well, I thought that money was going to go to Doodoo Ass.
It was, but he died last week.
He died last week? Then why were you asking for money?
Well, because I ain't know he died last week.
Well, if he's dead, then give the money back to Brooklyn guy.
No, because this for his funeral.
Then why are you throwing it on strippers?
Because that's what Doodoo-ass would have wanted.
That's, I'm going to hit him. I'm going to hit him.
Ow!
Marvin, what the hell are you doing? This isn't the 40s. You can't just hit women because they won't bang you.
Well, she got in the way when I was trying to hit Dougie.
That's it. You're under arrest.
Well, for what?
For hitting a stripper.
It was an accident. I didn't mean to.
I don't care. Come on, Bob. You're coming with me.
Well, you're a cop. Stop him.
Sorry, Marvin. The strip club's out of my jurisdiction.
Bail me out.
I certainly will try. Now, ma'am, I know you said no because it looked like my friend had herpes, but what about me?
Get in there!
No, please, I don't deserve to be in jail. I didn't do anything wrong.
Say it to the judge.
When do I see the judge?
Well, it's Friday, and he doesn't come until Monday.
Monday? I can't be in jail all weekend.
Yeah, tough titties, Bob.
Oh, man, I don't want to be in jail.
Well, well, well. Is that my birthday gift I see?
What, today's your birthday?
Hell yeah, it is. And I'm looking at a whole lot of cake.
Oh, no, today's my birthday, too.
Well, happy birthday. Let me give you a gift. I promise I'll be gentle.
No, please, you don't want me. Let me look at my face. I have herpes.
Oh, herpes? Oh, that's just a little bit of sprinkles. I love sprinkles on my cake.
No, it's herpes. It's very contagious, very contagious.
Look, herpes, syphilis, AIDS, I love them all.
No.
Now, let me catch them.
No, help, help, help!
Hey, Marvin, I brought you a cake.
I don't want the goddamn cake. Get rid of that cake.
No, Marvin. L-K-A in the cake, A. Like, I don't know how Pig Latin works.
Well, I
brought you a key in the cake.
Wait, so why'd you put a key in the cake?
Well, because when I give you the cake, you can take the key out and lock the cell and leave.
Why don't you just open the cell right now and get me out?
I can't do that. The cop is still here.
Hey, what are you doing?
Nothing, just confiscating this cake.
Oh, perfect. Well, hey, listen, my shift ends right now, so can you pick it up and watch these inmates for me?
Ooh, I don't know. The stripper just gave me her number.
Oh, please, dear God, he can do it.
Shut up, inmate! So, can you do it?
Yeah, okay.
All right, sweet.
Marvin, why'd you do that? I really wanted to bang that stripper.
Oh, because you cannot open the fucking cage and get me out of here and get me out of this guy.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. But only because I go all out for my friends on their birthday.
Open it!
Come on, baby!
Thank you so much for bailing me out of jail.
What? Marvin, you were in jail?
Yeah, he punched a stripper.
Wait, why were you at a strip club?
Look, it's his birthday. If he wants to get his willy wet or slightly hovered over, he can do that.
What?
Listen, baby, just ignore him. I'm having the worst birthday ever.
Oh, come on, buddy. Don't say that. You haven't even had your cake yet.
Why is this cake falling everywhere? I don't want it.
Well, look, I paid $300 for this cake. Somebody's going to eat it.
I'm having the worst birthday ever. No one even got me a gift.
Okay, selfish asshole. I paid $300 for a cake for you, but okay. I also got you this.
What is that?
That's the SML Displate, available in the link in the description.
For me?
For anybody who clicks that link in the description.
What's it made out of?
It's made out of metal. It looks like paper, but it's not. It's metal.
Oh, my God. This is the best birthday gift I've ever gotten.
Well, let's go hang it up.
Wait, no. I don't want a bunch of holes in the wall.
Well, you're in luck, because it's magnetic.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
That's electric, Marvin, you stupid dumbass. Come on, let's go hang it up.
Yeah, best birthday gift ever. Hang it up.
All right, Marvin, let's put this poster on. Look at that. You just stick it right on there.
It is very crooked. You didn't even fucking try.
Well, the good thing is you can just adjust it because you're not using it.
It is still very crooked.
Okay, well, look, I'll have to... Is that better? It looks better to me. I mean, think that looks beautiful.
It's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, so go get yours with the link in the description.
Okay.
Please, do it right now, because we really need to get Marvin some herpes medicine or a new mustache.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Do you guys notice anything different about me?
Oh, God, you smell worse than usual.
What, really?
Okay, well, yeah, I forgot to put on deodorant.
Why would you want us to notice that?
Wait, no, that's not what I was talking about. Something with my face.
Oh, you got a new pimple.
Oh, he's maturing.
No, it's my glasses. I got new lenses.
How would we notice the new lenses in your glasses? They're made of glass. It's clear.
Well, but they're thinner lenses because my prescription changed because I'm getting older and my eyes are different now.
We're not focused on you like that. Why would we notice that?
Yeah, how could we notice something so... I hate you. I want to watch TV. Just shut up.
Sorry. Nerd Momo Jumbo.
Breaking news, okay. Grand Theft Auto 6 has been delayed another year until November 2026.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They delayed GTA 6 again!
They keep doing this over and over and over again! Why would they just drop the goddamn game?
It was supposed to come out in May. Now they pushed it back to November. But it's November right now, so it's a year away!
A whole year! They keep twisting and teasing us, dude!
What's gonna happen next November? They're gonna push it back to the next November, then the next November, then the next November, next November, next November, next November!
We're gonna be 30 with fucking kids when they finally drop it!
I don't even think they started working on the game. GTA 5 came out in 2013. GTA 6 was to come out in 2026. That'd be 13 years. Are they even working on it?
You need that much damn time for a game.
Yeah, you better be able to go into every single building. You better be able to go into outer space. You better be able to fly UFOs and go see aliens and go all the planets and shit.
Yeah, I want to go to the moon.
Yeah, you better be able to go underwater and see Atlantis.
Yeah.
Yeah, SpongeBob and Patrick, and you better be able to go inside SpongeBob's pineapple and steal his boatmobile.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they better be, you know what? The whole game better be the whole world. No, not just a state, the entire world. Because I want to be able to explore the entire world in that game.
Yeah, with 13 years of fucking development.
Yeah, what are they doing? Rockstar, more like rock lazy.
Yeah,
more like lazy star.
Yeah, get them.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They're just lazy because, oh my God, it better be worth the wait. It better be worth the wait.
Better.
I don't want to wait. Hey, Cody, can you, like, go on your laptop and, like, hack their server? Because, like, didn't somebody do that? Didn't somebody hack into the servers and then get the game early?
Yeah, but that would be really hard and illegal.
Illegal Ill Smeagol.
Yeah.
Ill Smeagol? Like if Gollum had the flu?
What? It's not hard to hack into it, Cody.
Come on, your nerdy ass can do it. You got glasses. I know it's
Yeah, you got those new glasses. The last guy who hacked them, he used a fire stick and a hotel TV to hack in. So you can use modern technology to hack into it.
Okay, but he went to jail for a long time.
Okay. Well, look, if you hack into it, you can go to jail for a long time, and me and Joseph can play the game early.
I don't want to go to jail at all.
I know you ain't scared of a little jail. You know,
come on, you're
out anyway.
Yeah, you're gay.
It does have its benefits.
Can you get your laptop, at least try to see if you can hack into it? We can blame it on someone else.
Come on.
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah.
Jesus, thank you.
God.
That's a friend.
Okay, guys, let's crack this puppy wide open.
I know you can hack into it, Cody.
Yeah, come on, what's in that ass?
Okay, rockstar.com. Log in here. Oh, we got a firewall here.
Ooh.
And I'm in!
Hey! You know what
he's
doing!
He's got it.
Piece of cake. Okay, oh, this is encrypted. It needs a password.
Okay.
What's something Rockstar would say? GTA 6 is never coming out.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, try it.
It worked!
Hey! That was the password!
Yeah, I'm in their files now.
You're in the files?
Yeah. Oh, I got a note page here. Let's see what it says. Oh, it's their 10-year plan. It says they're gonna delay GTA 6 till 2036.
What? 10 more years?
No, we're never gonna play it.
Oh, I found a playable version of the game here.
You did?
Yeah, I'm gonna upload it to your PS5.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's going. Oh, shit.
What
do I do?
Oh, no. Junior, they found out. They tracked your IP address.
They found out?
Yeah, they're coming, Junior. I'm out of here, dude.
What?
Dude, it's my line.
Whoa, hold on. Grab the PS5 controller. We gotta play it before the cops get here.
Yeah, we're gonna play this damn game.
Yeah, we're playing it. Okay, Joseph, the game is turned on.
Oh, dude, look at that loading screen. Oh, she's so hot.
Yeah, she is. Oh, look. You can play as a girl and a guy in this game.
Oh, bro, they're gonna go crazy this year.
Yeah. Oh, it says Grand Theft Auto 6 beta, so it's only the beta.
Oh, damn, I forgot. They gotta be touch-ups and stuff.
Well, they have a whole year to fix whatever's wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this game's starting. Look.
Finally feel good to be back home.
These graphics are so realistic.
Oh, dude, it's quality.
Yeah, I love this game.
That's a nice car.
I'm gonna steal that car.
Oh, you got to.
Yeah, get out of the car now.
Get out of the car. Don't shoot me. Get out of the car.
Okay, take it.
Yeah. Oh, get in the car. Oh, this is so
dude,
cool.
You gotta do the dash. It's a Lambo.
Oh, man, Joseph, I'm gonna speed and run over people.
Oh, I've been waiting to do this, dude.
The driving controls are a little weird.
What the hell? You don't know how to drive?
I know how to drive. It's a little weird, Joseph.
Let me do it.
No. You give me the controller.
I wanna drive.
No, I get to play.
All right, whatever.
Okay, let's find a pedestrian to run over.
Wait, dude, is that a prostitute?
Well, I think it is.
Pick her up, you got to.
Okay, I'm honking the horn. Get in, ho!
Ooh, baby, how much for that ass? Well, I got it, $10.
You gotta get in.
Ooh, goddamn,
get in. Get in, slut.
Yes.
All right, what happens when she gets in?
Ooh, you know what's gonna happen.
What's gonna happen?
She better get naughty.
What are they doing, Joseph?
You know what she's doing. Rocking the boat, baby.
Rocking the car.
Well, I guess.
Oh, wow, that was quick. She's leaving already?
Right. It wasn't even worth our time.
Yeah, you know what? We should kill her and get our money back.
Oh, yeah, we need that cash.
Yeah. Come on, bitch. You're gonna give me my money back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need a full refund, baby.
Get back. I'm gonna shoot you. Bam! Stupid prostitute. Okay, give me the money.
Yeah, check the pockets.
Okay. With this money, we should go to the strip club.
Oh, yeah. Time to party.
Yeah, never satisfied. Straight to the strip club we go.
Yeah.
Oh man, Joseph, the strip club looks so cool.
Dude, look at the stripper, she's so hot.
We need more money to throw on her though, because we don't have that much money.
Oh, you know what we gotta do then?
Oh yeah, we gotta rob this bartender.
Yeah.
You know we want to drink all the money in the register, bitch.
Yeah, give me that cash.
Yeah, give us the money now.
And we need it.
Hurry up.
Golly.
Yeah, give us the money. Now I'm gonna throw it on the stripper. Here you go, ho.
Yeah, get in decent for us.
Yeah, give us all that booty. Okay, we need more money for a lap dance, Joseph.
Oh, dude, where are we gonna get it from?
I'm gonna rob the bartender again. Give us some more money. Oh, I accidentally shot her, Joseph.
Dude, what are you doing?
I accidentally shot her.
The cops gonna get on us now.
Oh, God. Well, since we're wanted, we might as well kill everyone else.
Yeah, kill her ass, dude.
Wait, it's a cutscene. It says press triangle to play as the girl.
Oh, dude, press triangle. That's so cool. Yeah, press it.
Oh, no way. Joseph, I'm playing as a girl now.
Oh, I didn't know she was strapped, too.
Oh, I'm going to throw her money on the stripper. Here you go, ho.
Yeah, I like that girl-on-girl action, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to kill the stripper now.
What? No! What are you doing?
I wanted to kill her. It'd be funny.
You're more wanted now.
But I can get all the money back, Joseph.
There's no way the cops are going to get there.
No, I'm getting all the money. Okay.
Oh, you got all the cash. You got to get out of here right now, baby.
Well, the cop!
See? That's exactly what I said.
Wasted. Oh, God.
Stupid. Give me the controller. It's my turn now.
Okay, fine. I guess you can play.
I'm gonna rob me a gas station, dude.
How are you gonna rob the gas station? You're holding a tennis racket, Joseph.
It's okay. I'm gonna bring the racket. Watch this. I'm gonna hit this ball guy.
I don't usually hit women, but you're asking for
it. The hitting effects look really bad.
It's the beta, dude. Of course it's going to be a little slow. I still killed him.
They have 10 years to... Kill that guy. Kill that guy.
Oh, dude, I didn't see him at first. Oh yeah, I got to kill him. I got to get his money, too.
Those hits wouldn't kill someone in real life.
Well, they're going to speed it up when they finally finish the damn game. Okay, Let's rob this guy.
Yeah, rob the main guy. He has all the money. He's the cast register.
You're right. Give me time. God damn. I need to switch the characters.
You should have played as the other guy. He has a chainsaw.
Yeah, I'm switching.
Okay. You got all the money. You're wanted. You're 3 stars wanted.
But I got to kill him first. God.
No. Now you're 4 stars wanted.
Yeah.
So leave.
I'm leaving.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even see him at first.
You're busted.
Dude, I wasn't paying attention.
He gave me the control. My turn.
Wait, it's my turn.
No. I got a turn, then you got a turn. We take turns.
Bro, whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to do the bank heist. All right, let's rob this bank.
And nobody gets hurt. You got that? All right, freeze!
I'm going to kill this hostage. Die!
Well, what the hell are you doing? You're not supposed to kill him. That's a hostage.
Well, I want to show the people that I was serious, that we want this money. We're willing to kill for it.
What the hell? You're supposed to rob the bank first.
Give us the money.
Let her open the vault.
Oh, look. He killed the other girl. All right, bitch, you're the last one left. If you want to live, give us all the money.
I guess you got to scare her to get her to open it.
Yeah, open the vault and you won't get hurt.
No, you don't kill her, though, dude. Let her open it.
I'm not going to kill her, Joseph.
What the hell are you doing, dude?
Well, I had to kill her because, I can't leave any witnesses. She saw my face. All I have is night vision goggles on.
You're super wanted. Why are you running into the wall?
My controller got stuck. All right, I'm going to get all the money.
Stupid.
All right, let's grab all the money and get out of here.
Yeah, you got to get all of it.
Oh, we're getting so much money.
We racked up. Let's go.
Oh, Joseph, with all this money, I'm going to buy a mansion and a yacht.
Heck yeah, dude.
It's a rack, baby. We're going to have to shoot it out. Let's activate our night vision
goggles. What? Night vision?
Yeah, they probably dimmed the lights on you, dude, to confuse you.
But it's daylight outside. All right, I got this. I'm going to kill these cops. Die, cops, die!
He got his ass.
All right, let's get out of here. We got to go.
Yeah, we got to escape. Come on.
Okay, I'm running. I'm going through the door. Okay, Joseph, I got to get in the getaway car.
Oh, dude, it's the cop. All right, come. Die, cop, die. Kill his ass.
Wait, I have a cop. All right, let's get to the getaway.
We're almost there. We're almost there, dude.
I'm going. I don't want to die. I'm going to pass the heist.
Yeah.
Let me get in the car. Okay. Okay, we're in the getaway car. Let's run from the cops.
Yeah, dude, we got to complete the heist. We need all the respect. I don't want the full spirits of this goddamn game.
Hey, there, did somebody call a computer repairman?
Let me pause it. Yeah, buddy, my nerdy friend got a virus. Can you, fix it? It's on my computer.
Yeah, let me take a look here. You hacked into Rockstar?
No!
Yes, you did! You hacked into Rockstar and got GTA 6 early?
Whatever!
No, we didn't! But what's that on the screen?
That's GTA 5 with mods.
No, it's not! I played all the mods on GTA 5! That's not a mod!
Oh, can you just, tell Rockstar it's, a false alarm or something?
No! They're already tracking your IP address! I don't know what to do!
Hey! Police, on behalf of Rockstar, did one of you guys hack GTA 6?
It was him! They did it!
Oh, really?
No, he did. He's in front of the laptop.
Oh, really?
The laptop was already here when I got here. I just got here!
Oh, really?
Oh, come on. Do we look nerdy enough to be able to hack? He's a nerd.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they said their nerdy friend came over and hacked it.
Oh, really?
Does it look like we would hang out with a nerd?
Oh, really?
Well, just look on your screen! GTA 6 is right there!
Oh, really?
That's GTA 5.
Oh, really?
With mods.
No, it's not. I played all the mods on GTA 5. That is not a mod.
Oh, really?
Oh, come on. If you you want to know that's his laptop, just check the tab, check the search history.
Oh, really? Let me just see here. Yeah. Whoa! Oh, fuck, what are you looking at?
No,
oh,
no, it's not my computer! It's not my computer!
What was Cody looking up?
I don't know.
Oh my god!
Oh, freak yeah!
Whoa,
that shit?
Oh my god! What is wrong with Cody? Oh!
Burned a hole in my eyes.
Oh my god! Oh, well, now that guy took the fall, we can finish the heist on GTA 6.
Hell yeah!
Wait, this game can no longer be played!
Why did you keep doing this to us?
Oh, curse you, Rockstar!
Baby, you want to watch a movie?
Sure, Marvin.
Hey, you! What did you eat?
Baby, that wasn't me!
I heard it come out of your caboose!
It wasn't me. Look, it was a whoopee cushion.
Well, aren't I just a little stinker? Owie.
Jeffy, why don't you go do something? Like, go read a book.
I can't read.
I have an idea. Jeffy, why don't you go check the mail and see if my shoes came in?
Wait, you ordered shoes?
Yeah, Marvin. I'm sick of walking around barefoot.
Yeah, Jeffy, go check the mail.
Check the mail? But it's dark out, huh?
Well, take a flashlight, Jeffy.
Oh, yeah, we do have the world's brightest flashlight.
Oh, my God, Jesus Christ. I think I'm blind.
Jeffy, just go check the mail. Marvin, are you okay?
I can't see, I'm blind!
Mail time, mail time, mail time! Oh, there is a package in there! What is that?
I'm gonna go check it out.
Hello? Is anyone there?
Somebody help me!
He's gonna
kill me! Oh my god! Ha ha! Easiest murder I'll ever get away with! And the best part is, no witnesses. Oh! Hey, did y'all see what I just did?
Maybe.
You gonna tell anybody?
No.
Good. Time to get rid of this evidence. You didn't see nothings.
Oh, good. The cops are here.
Freeze! Get on the ground, motherfucker! One move and we'll blow you away!
We're not playing around! Okay.
Hey, drop that lightsaber. I know it's a lightsaber. I've seen Star Wars.
It's a flashlight.
I said drop it, bitch!
Okay.
Okay, Simmons, get him! Thought you could murder a little girl and get away with it, huh? Well, not on my street.
I found the murder weapon.
Good job, Simmons. Oh, you're going to jail for a long time. Let's go tell your parents what you did. Come on.
Are you okay, Marvin?
No, I have third-degree burns on my face because of how hot that light was, and I can't see.
You'll be okay.
Ugh, your son is under arrest.
Jeffy!
Was my package in the mail?
Yes.
Well, did you grab it?
No, I got arrested.
Ugh, I'll get it myself.
Jeffy, why did you get arrested?
Your son killed a little girl across the street, no less.
Jeffy did not kill a little girl.
Oh, yeah? Then why did I find him with this lightsaber, huh? Seems like Sith activity to me, killing younglings.
That's a flashlight.
Okay, Count Dooku. Well, we also found this bloody knife.
Okay, did you find Jeffy holding that knife?
No, but he was very close to it.
Jeffy, did you kill a little girl?
No, but I saw who did it.
Ooh, tea time, spill the tea. Who was it?
Well, I don't know his name or anything, but he was bald with a little bit of hair on his sides, and he was really scary.
What, was it him?
No, close, but no.
Oh, thank God.
Well, I guess we can take you to the police lineup and you can pick him out. Come on. Okay, Jeffy, these are all the criminals that have been arrested tonight, so just point out which one did it.
Can they see me?
No, you're totally safe in here. This is a two-way mirror, so we can see them, but they can't see us.
Okay.